Hi, you're listening to the Common Man and Timmy podcast, sponsored by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. You know, a lot of people come up to me and say, Common Man, can we just give you some money? Because we like the show so much. How do we support the show? And I say, you know what? I don't take money. But my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they take money and they support the show. And they'll actually do some work for the money. Unlike me, I'll just take the money and run away. If you're in the need for HVAC assistance, and at some point you will be, remember my friends and sponsors of the program, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Following a series sweep in Minnesota over the weekend, Cincinnati Reds begin a series against the Tampa Bay Rays on the road. Reds with a half-game lead to top the National League Central. Cleveland Guardians hold a similar lead atop the American League Central. Will begin a homestand tonight, or begin a home series tonight, rather, with the Houston Astros. Off day for the Columbus Clippers. NBA playoffs tonight. Cleveland Cavaliers at home at Toronto. Cavs have a 1-0 lead. Also tonight, Atlanta at New York. Minnesota at Denver. San Francisco 49ers and left tackle Trent Williams reached agreement on a 2-year, $50 million contract extension. The ice tonight, Philadelphia at Pittsburgh, Ottawa at Carolina, Minnesota, Dallas, Anaheim at Edmonton. This update brought to you by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit sleepbettercolumbus.com. Stop snoring, sleep better, and live better. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
About to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
You got yourself a new friend today, didn't you?
I sure did.
You made yourself a new best friend.
I sure did.
See, before the show, Timmy had a little play date with Frank Caliendo, who is in on Rothman and Ice. You know, he's a comedian doing his impressions. He's doing a show in town here, probably going to the NFL draft this week. A lot of that stuff.
And he's been sort of the impressionist over the last 10, 15 years or so. He had those,
outside of me?
Outside of me and you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Can he do a Gary Player? I'm not so sure. Does he do a Jack Nicklaus?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, Jack. Yeah, it's me, Gary Player. How was Frank Caliendo today?
But Frank came in, and you and I happened to be playing some ping pong. And then he sashayed over to the table, almost like it was like a Western saloon. Just sort of moseyed on over and said, hey, what do you got there? What kind of paddle you got there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know, just a paddle. I got my own in the trunk. Oh, do you? At first, I thought he was doing a bit.
I thought so too.
No, he.
No, it's called. It's called Rosebud.
He's a ping pong shark. He's out there right now, and so he and you had a nice little friendly rivalry. After his segment was over, he ran back to his car and wanted to show you his paddle.
Somebody came down. This was at 2:45 as we were, you know, getting into show mode. Somebody came down towards my desk and said, hey, come back here. Frank wants to show you something.
I'm telling you.
Frank had gone out to the car to get the ping pong paddle.
You and Frank really hit it off.
Well, you know what? He was, that excites me. To see other people that are excited about ping pong. I still consider myself just a fringe ponger. I don't think that I'm in some class.
You and I have been playing competitive pong here in the office for years. You have a table in your garage where you play with your son.
now you got your buddies with Frank Caliendo. He's got paddles in his trunk.
I'm just saying, I'm a fan of the game.
Black market paddles.
he had something called a butterfly. Like my joke was, you got one of those double padded Stegas out there? He's like, no, a butterfly. No. And he kind of smiled, and I was like, oh yeah, the butterfly, it'll get you. I thought that might have been a joke as well, but no, it turns out he brings it in, and he's got like a small case that's just the size of one singular paddle.
Well, of course,
a small case. He took it out, and there was like light shining from it. It had a sound. It was, and he pulled the paddle out, and he had special coverings on both sides of the pad. And when he touched the ping pong ball to it, when he pressed down on the table, it had a little bit of stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if that's legal, but it had a little bit of stick to it.
Pine tar on there.
Oh, and he had some of that spin action. We use like the $10 Franklin paddles.
We have to use those.
We want to be on the same level. We don't want to use different paddles.
It's the fact that we have animals working here at the radio station and the television station. If we got good paddles we put over there, they'll be broken in 5 minutes.
Well, we could take care of our paddles and we can keep them locked away in our desks.
Seems like a lot.
Or in our car.
Seems like a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was I didn't have that one on my card today.
Yeah, a little bromance brewing.
Starting up the Monday, and I was going to be the green room for Frank Caliendo, which I respected how early he was in here for that hit on Rothman and Ice, because when he was here, he kind of hovered over. You were kicking my ass. So there was that. He made he asked like how the game was going, and I think he laughed when he heard what the score was, because I was like, what was the score again? And you're like 19-6, and it was your serve, and you beat me 21-6 in that game, and I was like, wow, got my ass kicked. It's not how it usually goes. And then you offered up a game against the loser, which was me, who got destroyed.
I did my
played a little pong.
My typical social interaction with someone. I said nothing and walked away.
You made a couple of verbal comments.
I made a couple comments.
Then headed on back.
And then I said, it's all yours, Timmy. Enjoy. And you guys really hit it off. I would have just gotten in the way. Maybe I sit in the cuck chair next time.
I mean, I hate to tell you, but I think that was it.
No, I don't think so at all.
I think he'll
be back tomorrow.
We didn't exchange numbers.
Rothman's got his number.
I'm not going to impose.
Oh,
that's Anthony's guy.
No. First of all, we'll get Rothman to give you his number.
Anthony gets the ticket hookup.
And then you text him later. Say, hello, Frank. This is Timmy. Remember me, your ping pong buddy from the radio station?
Why am I, what voice am I doing?
I don't know, but would you like together with
Frank?
Me and go to the chicken salad chick? Maybe get a lunch?
My wife just brought me some pimento from the chicken salad
there you
chick
go.
Just this weekend.
How you doing over there, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Foodgasm coming up at 4:46. Normally we talk to Jason Stark on Mondays, but he is unavailable today. He's actually donating sperm. He will not be here.
That is just too bad.
Tomorrow he will join us. Yes.
How's he going to join us tomorrow? We're jam-packed.
Tuesday is very girthy. We have to be. Teddy's not here tomorrow. He's taking the day off.
We don't have a square to spare tomorrow.
I'm going to put him at 3:30. So then tomorrow
we'll be doing something every single segment.
3 o'clock, we say hello. All right.
And then the show's over.
3:17,
yeah.
Shenanigans. 3:30, Jason Stark.
Maybe you could
3:46.
Wait a minute. Maybe you could ask Jason some of those awkward questions.
I will.
What? I don't know what to say to that, Mike.
Jason, you ever hear?
Let's talk some baseball.
Ever hear of a ping pong cuck chair? Yeah.
What did he say? What? I don't know what he said.
You ever have a sexual relationship with Frank Caliendo? No?
Why are you asking me about John Heyman's sex life? I don't know.
So 3:30, Starkey tomorrow.
Mm.
3:46, Inside the
Buckeyes
news. 4 o'clock, Jen Winters. She was telling some very, very off-color jokes upstairs today.
Jeez.
If she were to tell the same jokes on the air tomorrow, then that's the end of all of
us.
Wow. I mean,
you think an F-bomb is bad.
Woo!
Whoa, baby.
Oh, man. Anyway.
These walls had ears.
4:30, rapid fire. 5:30, Timmy time. Teddy's going to miss all of it. What are you doing tomorrow? He's not doing anything.
I'm just taking a day off, and I think my wife and I were going to go out to eat. And
where are you going?
Downtown Canal.
Going to go to Kingy's?
Downtown Canal sounds sexual.
Downtown down in the canal.
Downtown Canal.
Yeah, baby.
You know how we do it under the bridge.
Stop it. You going to get your tires rotated?
Yeah. I could down that downtown canal, yeah.
Get some stuff. Just a day for getting stuff done.
It's Taco Tuesday down there.
Oh, so. Baby.
A little local cantina.
A little cantina spot.
Eating some tacos.
How was WrestleMania this weekend, Teddy?
Oh, WrestleMania.
You liked it?
It was, Saturday was just kind of like, it was okay. It was just like a okay show, that's all I can say. But Sunday's event, because they do it two nights now, right?
Uh-huh.
So Saturday, Sunday. But Sunday was just fantastic. Just the whole, all the matches and everything that went into it. It was terrific.
I thought it must have been good. I came in today. Matty Ice had a full erection.
He did.
Huge.
Well, he was hiding it with his championship belt.
Right.
He was tamping it down.
His guy, it was busting right through the steel.
Yeah. That had to be very painful.
Oh, his guy Roman Reigns won the championship.
Oh,
back.
Stellar performance by Reigns.
He's thrilled, yeah, to have him back.
When he hit him with that, God, that was just beautiful.
What does he do? He's a spear move, right?
He does a spear. He also has a Superman punch.
Superman punch.
Yeah. Love the Superman punch.
He has a drive-by.
Was McAfee involved?
He was not involved last night. Saturday, he got involved a little bit, but not last night.
Was Donald Trump involved?
No.
No.
He was not.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer.
Pete Rose involved?
He's dead.
Okay.
He's a Hall of Famer, though.
I'm just saying, we've seen wrestling angles before where guys have been buried alive. Oh, my God. Yeah. The limo blew up. And then 2 weeks later, they're there. Wouldn't that be something if Pete Rose walked the aisle at WrestleMania? Talk about an angle.
The ghost of Pete Rose?
No. He faked his death.
Faked the death.
And now he's back.
How come someone hasn't done that for a good wrestling bit? That is the ultimate.
Fake the death.
I'd fake a death for a bit on this show.
Who's to say that it's not going on right now? I haven't seen Hulk Hogan's body. Maybe for SummerSlam, he comes back.
What if you did that as you were deciding that you were going to be done with radio? Wouldn't that be something?
Fake my death?
And then return 1 year later on the dot.
Well, now you've ruined it. Now, if I was thinking about doing that,
no,
I'm not going to do it.
It'll still fly.
No.
It'll still fly. Well, this is a hell of an opening segment, wasn't it?
Yep. We'll do some spring game conversation coming up next. We talked about how jam-packed we're going to be tomorrow while simultaneously doing nothing today.
Oh, today? Very empty.
Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
257 is closed due to an accident in both north and southbound lanes between Clark Shaw Road and 42. There's also a disabled vehicle on the left berm on 270 West Outer Belt northbound after Cemetery Road. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at Sunsetter.com. That's Sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Skip Musick has been on The Fan for nearly 80 years, and during that time, he's worn many hats. Executive producer for Ohio State Athletics, talk show host, private detective when Ron Stokes loses his phone.
Somebody do something!
He's done it all. But his proudest accomplishment, host of Tee to Green. If it has anything to do with golf in Central Ohio, Skip's on it. Cheers to the next 80 years, Skipper. And listen to Tee to Green, Saturday mornings at 9 here on The Fan.
Hey there, I'm Brett.
podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Plenty of sunshine as we go into the day today, and chilly as temperatures will only get into the low 50s. For tonight, mostly clear overnight with lows in the upper 30s. And then for Tuesday, mostly sunny skies and warmer with breezy winds and highs in the mid-70s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
11.5. That's not the Buckeye football over-under win total. That's the amount of times Common Man wipes his crack. I'll take the over.
Oh, what's that smell?
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Timmy?
Our friends.
Yeah. Did you know that when dudes get to their early to mid-30s, they start losing 2% to 3% of their testosterone production every year?
Oh, you know who you got to see when that happens.
Tri-State Men's Health. It happens gradually. Before you know it, you just don't feel like the same man that you did when you were in your 20s or 30s. That must be nice.
20s and 30s?
Yeah.
We're not that far away from it.
Closer to 50.
Like a couple. No.
All right.
No.
Maybe you have a decrease in your libido, putting on some weight, less productive at the gym, don't know where the gym is. Maybe you're not sleeping well. Those are all signs of low T. If you think you have low T, go get tested for it. They actually have a test. It's very scientific. I went there and I got tested, and they say, hey, you have a uterus. And I said, oh, I need some testosterone. They said, yes, you do. You're a woman now.
Yeah, not normal.
But now.
No.
Busting through the wall like the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're an Adonis. Look at you.
Go see my friends.
You're radiating.
Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com. Spring game this weekend. We had some weather for the spring game. Here's some things that I saw that I enjoyed, and piggyback off of this, of
course. Absolutely, yeah.
One of our main critiques about a guy who had a fantastic season last year, first-time starter, was sitting in New York for the Heisman ceremony, Julian Sain, is that he didn't really take advantage of open space when it was right in front of him,
right,
utilizing his legs. I'm not saying he's going to be, you know, Braxton Miller out there, but if it's there, pick up the yardage, pick up the first down.
Cut and run, baby.
Right. And do it smartly. Don't take unnecessary hits. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying he should be running the triple option anytime soon. But we saw a conscious effort from Julian Sain and the offensive game plan to get him out of the pocket and use your legs a little bit. And he showed that pretty early on Saturday.
Yeah, he even had that one throw, because if we continued to go on, we could nitpick Julian's game. There were some spots where you would have liked to see a little bit more precision. And the other part of the coin where one was running, seeing him run the ball a little bit. The other part was, how did he perform under pressure?
Right.
When the protection wasn't as good, you need a superstar type of quarterback to then kick in, to be able to get the ball out quick, to be able to step up, deliver the football, take a big shot, and then continue on with the drive. He had one nice throw where he broke the pocket on the left side. I think it was on that very first drive where he hit somebody on a slant. That was a beautiful throw because his body was going left, and he kind of threw it back to the right, put it right on the money. And I don't know if he really scores. What we know, he doesn't, because Christian Allegro, the new Wisconsin transfer linebacker, was bearing down on him at the pylon when he squirted in for the touchdown run. When you're wearing a black jersey, it's kind of hard to tell, like, what's really going to happen here. I think we knew he would have gotten knocked into oblivion, but thank God they pulled up with the black jersey and all. But the other thing that everybody was talking about, I mean, I think we know what we got with Julian Sain. By the time we are approaching the Texas game, we'd like to think that he's on another level as a player than he was in 2025. That's how that goes. and the future at quarterback with Tavian St. Clair, just a big strapping mang from Bell Fountain. He was a highly sought after recruit,
absolutely,
even coming from a smaller level of high school football. But I like his gunslinger mentality. He was making those plays downfield to Chris Henry Jr., who I think emphatically will be the number three wide receiver when it's done, just with how he runs, the plays that he can make out in space. It looks different when it's Chris Henry Jr. And I like the way Tavian St. Clair was letting it fly to him. Couple of the best plays of the whole spring game were St. Clair to Chris Henry Jr.
I agree. And I always get leery when I watch quarterbacks now, because I always have this in the back of my mind. Are we really going to see this guy be a starter at Ohio State? Right? The portal's real. We've seen comfort level of coaches who think they have a really good roster going out and getting a veteran quarterback.
Yeah.
Who's played a lot of college football. Will Tavian St. Clair be the one to take the reins here?
I don't know. That's a good question that you bring up. So let's play that out. I think in a perfect world, Tavian St. Clair is your guy who's been developing in this system for a couple years. And for a guy as highly touted as St. Clair was as a recruit, that's almost a pretty big ask, right? To sit for two full seasons before you have a go at it. And if you're amazing in that first year up, then that may be the only season that you log stats in, because you're eligible for the draft after that. But with the way the NIL budget goes now, let's say Julian Sain doesn't completely love where he is. Or let's say, you know, I don't think it's going to happen this way, but Arch Manning and then a couple other of the bigger names out there are garnering most of the draft attention in, what are we, 26? In 2027, sorry. Then does he possibly choose to hang back at Ohio State for another year of eligibility and a big sack of cash while he goes at it again? If that's the case, then I do believe someone like Tavian St. Clair would be hitting the portal, because he'd be getting low millions to go and play somewhere else.
Or are you so in love with him that you would allow Julian Sain to hit the portal in 27?
It would have to be a pretty disappointing season for that to be the option.
You're probably right.
And I don't know. I do think there's a world where Ohio State could have all the success in the world. I mean, just look at Will Howard. Will Howard was only going to be to a certain level of an NFL quarterback prospect, right? He was not going to be one of these top 10 picks. And I'm not saying I believe that Julian Sain, if he takes some of these steps, if he shows that ability to run, if he shows that he can stand in the pocket and make things happen and break down defenses when you're not necessarily getting the best protection all the time, I think he then could translate into that top two quarterback
guy next year. I think all bets are off with that now, where this guy's a college quarterback. He's not going to be a top NFL quarterback. If Fernando Mendoza has transitioned to the point where he's the defunct number one player in the draft,
yeah,
which he is,
yeah,
there's no reason that anybody who goes to a big time school, has success and wins, can't do that as well,
right? And look at a guy like Dante Moore, who chose to stay at Oregon even after Oregon already made the move to go and bring in Dylan Raiola. Like, those are things that are happening.
I haven't
happening.
Heard too much about that. He's just going to sit, right, Raiola? And just wait till next year?
We're not going to go Joe Germain and Stanley Jackson.
No, I know that, but it seems
with
odd.
Those two guys? There's
only a certain amount of NIL to go along.
Yeah.
And you normally don't waste quarterback NIL money
when
on someone who's not going to see the field.
No, you're right about that. They must be doing, well, we know they're doing quite fine at Oregon. But that's a good point, to be able to swing like that, to bring in Dylan Raiola, and then your guy comes back and is right there to resume the position. I mean, people like to throw that term out, good problems to have. I suppose anything happens to Dante Moore, you got another guy there that you think you can win football games with.
The other side of that is, you know, you're midway through the season and you say to yourself, man, I really wish we had that linebacker that we just missed out on in the portal.
Defense has a hole in it.
Because we didn't have the money, because we gave Dylan Raiola money.
Yeah.
Then that's a real problem that you have.
Yeah. What did you think about the defense out there? Because I thought another part that stuck out to me was the defensive backs as an entirety. And that's not just, like, when I look down the starters, you have You have Devin Sanchez, Jermaine Matthews. You knew what they were going to be. Terry Moore, the transfer from Duke, wearing number 11 out there. Looks like he's going to be a good player. And I'm not saying these guys, Earl Little was out for this one. He had the late injury in spring. But you can't imagine completely making up for Caleb Downs, but you can do it by committee, right? You can have guys that are smart football players that know where they're supposed to be. And to see them going with the three linebacker unit out there, I think it tells you and shows you that Matt Patricia is going to be willing to adapt and do whatever he has to do. But I thought Sanchez, Matthews, Moore, McClain, even some of the other guys on the second team were bottling up the wide receivers for much of the spring game.
You and I were talking before the show about, you know, who's going to be the next Arvell Reese.
Oh,
right. Who's going to be that breakout guy? So we'll give you a name.
I got a name for you.
We'll give you a name. Also, we got the Tyvis Powell that we wanted to get.
We sure did.
You know, all that practice crap he was doing last week. You know, I'm glad he thought better of it and brought the goods. We will hear from our guy Tyvis coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is looking pretty good around Columbus this afternoon. You have a 3-minute drive on 33 eastbound from 161 to 270 west. And if you're on 670 headed eastbound from 70 to 270-62, you're looking at a 10-minute commute with no delays. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at Ohio Basement AuthorityAuthority.com. I'm Manju Jones for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Booing is one of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always boo cocky.
Ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
Happy Monday. So glad you're here. 3 hours a day, every single day. Do it. Spring game stuff. Buckeyes beat the Buckeyes.
Rainy day, but, you know.
You like what I did there, Teddy?
Buckeyes beat the Bucks.
Because they're playing each other.
Defense got the offense. So there you go. How was the scoring? What do you get, like 3 points for a three and out, 3 points for a takeaway, 2 points for a sack, 6 points if you got a return touchdown, something of that nature. So, you know, it doesn't matter to me. I'll create the storyline based on what happens. I'll find a way to feel good about what's going on into the offseason. Okay, so defense might not be taking as big a hit as we might have imagined. And you want to see, I really still believe that the offense, when push comes to shove, when we're playing in 2026, that they will be a more high-powered offense. I mean, there were a lot of guys. We didn't see our whole running back room of note.
Yeah.
Isaiah West and Bo Jackson. I think Bo Jackson is going to be incredible as a sophomore. He was not out there. Both your tackles were out too. And I do think that was a reason Kenyatta Jackson was feasting on old Carter Lowe from Toledo, number 74, for a minute. Well, the little tap sacks.
Yeah, come on.
Gotcha. Sit down.
I actually had a little sad weekend.
Oh, no.
Sad. Yeah, because I watch spring game and then I get sad because I'm reminded then football's gone.
Yeah.
Although I gotta tell you,
the Aviators.
And the Aviators, they got their victory this weekend.
You weren't there.
Yeah.
You weren't there, so I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about you being sad.
Sad about what?
about no football. With the Aviators,
no,
right,
it's not
here,
real
baby.
Football. Can I tell you something too?
They're,
I don't know who you people
with
are.
Ball.
It's like they rented out actors from North Korea to go to these Aviator games.
That's where we get actors.
Yes. When
how do
you
we
go
get
to North
out?
Korea? They have all these stores and mini malls, and
we can't bring them to the States.
When
That'd
the be when the foreign people are allowed to come in, all of a sudden it's all shopping. Real people walking around. Those aren't real. They're actors. Who are these people that are at the Aviators games dressed up in all the gear? Don't tell me it's you, Teddy. You're not going out there.
Do you who was it that said they were going out there? Was it Patrick Murphy?
Yeah, Pat Murphy was going out there.
Pat Murphy was. He was excited to jet out.
So he's real.
7:55.
He's real.
He had a zip line from here to Historic Crew Stadium. But he was saying
he likes the stadium.
The stadium was one of the big reasons
he's a big
he wanted
crew guy.
To go out.
He wanted to go to the stadium
nostalgia.
And check it out. It's not like he's wearing Aviators gear. But
I had a guy that was in the house last week working on the water softener. And Teddy, he might be a bigger Aviators fan than you. He wanted to like talk Aviators shop with me. And he told us that he loves it when we talk Aviators football. And I said, I was like, we didn't. I mean,
you must be listening to a different show.
Do we really?
We do sometimes.
I was like, do we really talk about them or do we talk about how it's not ultimately going to work?
I'm glad they got themselves a victory. But the end of the spring game always reminds me that we have a long way to go.
Yeah.
Until August when we start talking about camp and all that crap.
Well, what was your following thought after that?
My following thought was I'm a pissed off Blue Jacket fan and I'm not going to watch any playoff hockey, which I lied to myself because I did. And then I watch the playoff hockey and then I get super sad again.
Because of PK Subban's pants?
No.
Why?
Because I'm reminded how awesome playoff hockey is.
Oh, that.
I wish we were a part of it. It is so awesome to watch. The fan spectacle, the experience. You go to a regular season game, it's fine.
For those of you... God, it's not the same.
For those of you who have experienced it. Not everybody has, Timmy. Not all of the people have been to a Blue Jacket playoff game before.
I just meant as a fan base, like whether you've been in the arena or whether you just got to watch on TV, we did get to experience some playoff hockey. We just can't get it back.
We just can't have any consistency with it.
It's been a while, Timmy.
Some people weren't alive that are listening to us right now.
The little six-year-old toddlers need to watch their playoff hockey. No, it sucks. You're right.
No, because the last time we had playoff hockey was in the bubble,
and I don't even count that. I'm thinking back to the playoff series.
They were in a play-in series, and they were playing in
you know, the summertime or whatever you want to say. I mean, that's amazing.
I had to correct us though, because we thought that it was that pandemic year was the only time they had ever played May hockey. They obviously had, I think, two or three games in the Boston Bruins series, in the second round series, the year before bubble hockey.
My apologies.
But getting to a second round, do you remember what that felt like? Because despite what the final results were of that series with Boston, they wound up winning the cup, if memory serves me correctly. And that was a competitive series. Those were competitive hockey games. They were balls to the walls. I had tickets. I was in the building for the knockout punch, just because I wanted to make sure that I had seats at Nationwide Arena for what could have been a step along the way for another one of the biggest moments in hockey in the city's history. And they didn't score a goal in that last game.
Past
the first round
was the greatest moment.
Every single game that they kept having was the deepest into the postseason.
I'm watching
they'd ever
the games this weekend, and I'm enthralled with them and the crowd response and the third period in Buffalo. I don't know if you watched any of that.
I didn't watch,
but
those
people have just they haven't been there in 14 years,
mm-hmm.
and they go ahead and have a third period where they come back and they're scoring goals and people are just going crazy. I mean, those people are crazy anyway. The Bills fans are crazy.
But to have playoff hockey in Buffalo is special.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
They're going nuts. They went home. They made some babies.
I would think so.
Mutant babies.
We can't be like Buffalo, man. And that's the Buffalo Sabres. And they waited that long in between playoff trips. I don't even want to think about it or talk about it anymore.
You know what
14,
the difference is, though?
15 years.
Here's the difference, though. the Buffalo Sabres, as bad as they've been for the last 14 years, the last time they made the playoffs, they also won their division, which the Blue Jackets have never done.
Have we ever finished higher than third?
They've never flirted with winning the division in 25-year history. And, you know, like, Lindy Ruff's there.
Ah, I mean, Ruff.
He's
the way a mother likes it.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
He's had a couple different stops along the way, but he was coachman 99 when they were in the cup final.
Yeah.
Can you imagine this city in the cup final?
No. Stop imagining.
All right, what did I tease?
I'll get Frank Caliendo to come back in here and do the Morgan Freeman. Hope is a dangerous thing. You don't want it.
We were talking before the show about who's going to be the next Arvel Reese, a guy that sort of comes out of nowhere, physical specimen, and then, you know, we're talking about him as a top 10 pick in the draft. Who is that possibility for you this year?
We got him.
And you got him. You're ready.
There's been some people on the beat that have already, you know, spread some ink about this guy, but he's new. Like this dude is fresh, and he is from the same high school as Arvel Reese. He's a Glenville guy. His name is Sincere Johnson. And he's already 6'3", 230-something. You can see what the Body by Marotti workout program is doing for him already. He was one of those guys that was on that, you know, second defensive unit, and he had 5 tackles or so in this game, but it was just the way that he was shucking the blocks and a gap-stuffing mentality
about him.
Oh, my God. He has got it. He's not going to play that exact type of position, although I wouldn't put it past him. He could evolve into that where he plays a little edge rusher, linebacker slash edge guy, but he wearing number 20, which was the number that Arvel Reese wore before he switched to 8 last year. You just get good vibes about it. So he's a true freshman. There's a guy like Peyton Pierce, obviously, that's ahead of him. And if you looked at who they were throwing out there, TJ Alford, who wears number 17, and Christian Allegro, the transfer in from Wisconsin, who's got a ton of experience. Those you could see are the guys. But in that next wave, which is what we're talking about here, 3 years down the line, the things we're probably going to be saying about this guy, Sincere Johnson, is going to be good. He's going to be really good.
So, of course, we had the game for you right here on The Fan. Paul Keels, Jim Lachey, voices of the Buckeyes. But on the television broadcast, our guy, Tyvis Powell, friend of the show. You can hear him every single morning with T-Bone and Tyvis, 6 to 9, right here on The Fan.
They did their little practice play-by-play last week.
And it sucked.
And it didn't hit.
He was trying too hard. He was trying to be too professional. And it didn't hit. But I saw this on the TV. This is Tyvis Powell calling a near interception in a spring game, and this is the type of analysis that I want from Tyvis Powell.
The third down now after the transfer from Alabama, where you saw. Makes the tackle midfield. St. Clair. Goes it. And almost picked. Tyvis is losing his mind.
Listen, we get an opportunity. What I like about it is that the defensive backs are putting themselves in position to make plays on the ball. We got to finish this. Look at this great play by Cam Calhoun. Now, I have to give Wade Guilford some credit here. He did a really great job of becoming the DB and knocking that ball down. But we got to finish those. Those right there could be the difference of winning and losing the game. These corners are impressive, though. The way that they seems like they made an emphasis on trying to get to the football, we just got to finish these plays.
You got the raw emotion.
You did.
You got the personality. And then you got the insight after that. You got a little bit of everything.
I got it. Almost picked.
I thought it was all great. You got Tyvis, and reports were that he was moving around the press box when that call was happening.
I'm sure he was.
He was physically moving out of his chair, jumping up and down. And he had a good little string there. It was that early second quarter where, you know, St. Clair was throwing it around again because he had that gunslinger mentality. Maybe a couple of mistakes that should have been picked off. Inky Jones.
Oh,
how do you
Inky.
How do you like that nickname? Brenton Inky Jones had a breakup on Brock Boyd, who's been a spring stud, could have housed that one. And then Blaine Bradford, the Louisiana kid. You want another future star, number 16 out there, future safety, who's going to be a dude, Blaine Bradford as well.
One big-time quarterback turning down some serious money. Details coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 15-minute drive if you're headed northbound on 71 on from 72 Pilar's Parkway. And if you're on the east side of 70 headed westbound from 79 to 71, you're looking at a 24-minute commute. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do and it's law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ice. We're hoping to add Zach here at 2:30, hoping.
So what's the deal? So I'm just calling him and we'll see if he picks up?
Yeah. I think that's how we're going to play it.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
I'm Leslie from Pella.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Are you really telling me this is the highest rated sports show in the country?
Well, that's obviously not true.
Shit.
Yeah, that boy got diarrhea.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click. Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device, and it's free of charge. Costs you nothing except your eternal soul. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
So let me tell you about how my Saturday shook down. I was trying to smash a lot of errands in before the spring game. And
errands?
Yeah, I actually
like E-R-I-N?
Yes.
Smash a lot of errands.
Yes, smash a lot of cougars. So I had an hour to get stuff done at Sam's Club. And it was pretty much perfect. So I doubled up getting the new set of tires at the tire installation center right there. And I had my eye appointment at the same exact time.
By the way, it took
about an hour on the dot.
I love how this is a real store. Like, I'm going to get my tires changed.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get new glasses all in one spot.
And I can get a shed, too.
Why not?
Just get a shed, get them to deliver and, back there.
Prime rib, if you want to cook a little prime rib.
I'll get that brisket, maybe the whole, maybe the flat. I'll decide later, try to take it over to Papa J's, see if I can use that Traeger of his finally, fire that thing up.
I was close to pulling the trigger on one myself this weekend.
You were looking at one, huh?
I was over
looking at the smoker.
The Zettler, and they had the Traegers there.
How much? We got like
$1,000.
I think there's like a $600 model.
No, there is, but if
like
I'm going to
nice
do
chamber,
it, are we going to...
A nice Chris Chambers?
We're not fooling around.
Well, I mean, you...
We're going to go with a good model.
They're all good models. It's just depending on how... I don't understand, like, if like a family of three, why you would need more than that smallest model.
It's not...
You can fit a whole brisket in there.
We don't need anything in society. We need very little, but we want...
No. What do you want? What are you going to roast a pig in there?
Yes, I want the ability. If the neighborhood shows up and says, hey, you have brisket for all of us? Like, yes, I do.
You do that
I've got
lot?
27 pounds of brisket on the Traeger right now.
Do you have all the neighborhood boys and girls come over to the back patio?
I don't because I'm not smoking meat. But once they start smelling that smoked meat, it's like moth to a flame, baby.
I would love to see you smoking meats. You can.
Yeah, I'm saying
I would love to.
I'm a cook. I like to
cook.
It would
bring me great joy. It would.
I'm not inviting you over with this attitude.
I'm sorry. I didn't know what the attitude was.
We
were just talking about the size of the Traeger.
All right. Anyway, go ahead.
Telling you to get one. Just get the right size. You don't need the bigger model.
Sam's Club.
Because I'm going to get that same one, too.
Go.
I don't know what I was thinking. But that place on a Saturday, dear God.
What did you expect?
The only saving grace was that I had appointments. But it still just, it made my skin crawl just being near where all the shopping was done.
Because
I'm trying to go into the store, and you got the people that, you know, they go into the store with the double doors, and then they just stop. You got two people with carts here. There's carts flanking the carts.
You're like my mom.
I can't even get around them. I'm like, yeah, that's...
Here's every conversation.
Let's check our phone. Let's check our purse. 5 feet inside the opening doors. Could you just move in 50 feet or so?
Why are you surprised that people act like this? You put yourself in the lion's den, and then you're surprised.
I had to do this
when they go
chew
on your leg.
And doesn't anybody else out there have the ability to get some stuff done on the weekdays? Like I didn't want to be
there.
I know, because I have this show that I have to do. I can't get the tires installed. They don't have the eye appointments
until
11.
Other people have jobs.
I can't go there on the weekdays.
Here's every conversation I have with my mom. Hey, mom, how you doing?
We went to Costco. It was so crowded.
What time'd you go, Ma?
Noon on Saturday.
You're retired, Ma. You got nothing to do. Why are you doing that? Go on Tuesday morning.
See, I don't know.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing. If it was just all of us that had jobs that were in there, it'd be one thing. But
you're right.
You know
idiots
that's not
like
the case.
My parents.
Nobody's got jobs out there.
Talking to my mom about pizza.
I want to try some new pizza places. I know you like pizza.
Yes, I do. So I give her like a list of some places to try. Oh, yeah, Tommy's is good, Ma. Tommy's won our thing last year. You know where Tommy's is, right by the garden center there, what do we call that? The Wendy's headquarters, you know?
Oh,
they got a Tommy's over there.
Shoot, what is that?
What?
That place. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I forget
about.
The name
My mom
of the
loved
garden
that place.
Center. I forget what it's called.
We used to go see Santa Claus there
anyway,
every year.
Teddy, what was the garden center called?
Yeah.
It's not in Canal. I'm sorry. You don't know.
That is killing me.
It's killing me. Anyway, so I say, hey, Mom, you go to Tommy's.
Yeah, we went to Tommy's. It was ridiculous. We couldn't even sit down.
When did you go,
Oakland
Mom?
Oakland Nurseries.
Oakland
Nurseries.
When did you go, Mom?
Friday, 6:30.
It's Friday night at 6:30. What are you doing? It's pizza place, Friday night at 6:30. Of course you can't sit down.
Seinfeld's here now. What are you doing? Come on, Mom. So I got out of the optometrist room. They have like that little private room there off to the side where you're looking at the glasses.
The cuck room.
Got a pair of the clear frames, so you'll be seeing those soon.
Did you go with mine or get a new one?
Well, I got yours as a backup set because the insurance kicked in, so I wanted to use the full force of the new vision insurance that I have. So I'm excited about the pair. I think you'll like them. And I was noticing, because we're close to the electronics section right there where the optometrist is, and I'm looking out there. You realize we got TVs now that are 100 inches?
Yeah.
I moved up into the 75-inch range. I thought I was king of the castle.
No, no.
75-inch TV. I got it mounted on the wall, too. I mean, you should see the carriage bolts that I put into that wall. They're not coming down. Now we got a 100-inch TV?
What are they charging for the 100-inch?
It's like $1,300.
That's nothing.
The model that I was looking
at. For 100 inches?
100 inches.
My God.
Picture.
What brand are we talking about? A Samsung?
This was a...
LG?
This was an LG. Yeah. But the Samsungs, too, I think they had a 98-inch. But when I saw that triple digit, I was like, woohoo!
What are we doing a 98
for?
How do you do a 98? Do the 100.
You can't. Like, is anybody transporting that home by themselves? Like, that wouldn't fit in my SUV. Not even close.
The guy who's honking at you in the Chick-fil-A line.
He could get it in the back of his truck.
Little ween truck.
Yeah.
That you get the big bed. Put it in there.
But you couldn't even carry that sucker. You'd have to pay for everything. You'd have
to
pay for
full
installation.
Friends
to
come. You
need four people to lift that thing. There was something nice and convenient.
One DR rails back, right, Teddy? He'll lift that right over his head.
What is he?
Can do it.
What is DR, an ant?
He's an animal.
He's lift it all up?
He's an animal.
the 100 pounds right over his head.
Ty Simpson, you know, I don't have time for this. So I'll do Ty Simpson and how he turned down a bunch of cash from a particular college program to go into the NFL draft.
Yeah.
And how the greatest coach of all time was giving him advice. We'll do that. Plus, Michigan fans are nervous. That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 30-minute commute if you're on the west side of 70, headed westbound from 71, 315 to 54. There's also slow traffic on the north side of 71, northbound between 670 and 17th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Annual running of the Boston Marathon today. John Corr of Kenya repeated, taking the men's title in a course record 2 hours, 1 minute, 52 seconds. Sharon Locati, also from Kenya, won the women's title at 2:18:51. Cleveland Guardians at home with Houston tonight. Guardians holding a half game lead in the AL Central. Cincinnati Reds will have a half game lead atop the NL Central. We'll begin a series in St. Petersburg against Tampa Bay. NBA playoffs tonight. Cleveland Cavaliers at home with Toronto. Cavs took game one with the Raptors in that series 1-0. San Francisco 49ers and left tackle Trent Williams reached agreement on a 2-year, $50 million contract extension. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reach your health and weight goals with Reclaim by Awaken 180, a 10-week medication-free plan. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Settle into the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
So, our little sound computer that we have.
Zeta.
Has different folders. The Zeta. You've heard us talk about Zeta. Yeah. Usually we're cursing its name because it's doing something wrong.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Right. I wish it was. So, we have a Monday folder. All the stuff that's relevant today is in the Monday folder. So I pop in there because there's something I want to play from the Monday folder.
What'd you see?
Well, what I was looking for was Scottie Pippen with Adam King, which is here, and I'll play that for you. But right underneath it, no context, it's just named Adolf Hitler. We have so many weird things in this system. Then under that...
That's a weird one, because you would think that it would be audio of Adolf Hitler.
Well, I'm going to click on it. I'm going to show you what it is.
And I don't want to hear audio of Adolf Hitler.
Then after that, it's Barbara Streisand, We've Only Just Begun. What the hell is going on?
I like Chubbs Peterson's version better. Remember that, Teddy, in Happy Gilmore? Before he took a trip up to the sky with the alligator and Abe Lincoln?
Yeah. So what do you want? You want Barbara... You want Scottie Pippen with Adam King or Adolf Hitler? What would you like first?
I'm going to have to rank Adolf Hitler third out of three there. So let's go Barbara Streisand.
All right, Barbara Streisand, We've Only Just Begun. Here you go.
We've only just begun.
This has got morning juice written all over it, doesn't it? For some reason,
white lace and promises.
That's in the Monday folder.
I don't know. Yeah.
Here is Scottie Pippen talking to Adam King.
That's great. You know, it's a great atmosphere here. It's a great visit for us. So I'm looking forward to seeing my son become a part of the Buckeye family.
What is it about the Buckeye family that made you guys want to be a part of it?
Well, it's a lot of things played in the factor. I mean, I think we want to come to a team that's ready to compete for a national championship. I think just the comfort of being around Coach Diebler. He recruited my son, Scotty, out of high school and never got a chance to coaching. But so he told me to before he recruited Justin that he would like to coach a Pippen. So I have the confidence and the belief in what he's doing here. And, you know, I'm giving him my son and looking forward to some great things.
Did you know that Buckeye basketball is
competing for a national championship
I hope they are. I hope Scottie Pippen knows something I don't know.
I know social media was ablaze because you had the running mate, you know, of one of the best teams in basketball history hanging out at the Shoe, and his son's playing for the Buckeyes, and I absolutely hope and wish Justin Pippen the best when he arrives. I mean, he was there for the game, but I hope when the season comes around that he's ready to provide an impact. I was looking for more of a big time, high dollar impact transfer that the whole college basketball world would stop and say, holy S, look who the Buckeyes just brought in. Instead, to me, we're kind of right here on the tier with the portal incoming guys as what we were last year. You got Yelovich from Kentucky, who I think is even more of a project guy, being a 5-4 dude with the Wildcats in 1 year. Didn't have a ton of experience under his belt with the Wildcats as that tapered off. But it's not competing for national championships yet, unless they know something that I don't.
Say that to Scotty.
We're in the sport where you can make the NCAA tournament, and then theoretically you're playing for the national championship. But I need to see an Elite Eight run, you know, for the first time in 14 or 15 years before we're competing for a national championship. Are you telling me that this is a roster we're putting together that's going to be higher than most people's number 8 pick in the conference?
I was going to say,
not in the country, in the conference.
You're smoking what Scotty's got over there.
I mean, I want the best for Buckeye basketball.
You know that.
I'm not being negative.
You are. You're being negative.
Don't act.
You are. You're being negative. Let me play this Adolf Hitler soundbite.
I thought we made a pact about this. We're going in.
Do you want to hear Adolf Hitler?
I'm dying to know how this could be appropriate that we've brought Adolf Hitler
in our
audio.
In our Monday folder, we've got Scottie Pippen, Adam King, Barbra Streisand song, and it's just labeled Adolf Hitler.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli's how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Told him that he has AIDS. I knew you couldn't click on that. Couldn't bring yourself to do it.
I'll do it now. Here it is, Adolf Hitler.
I'm sort of a student of comedy.
Watch this.
Here we go. I'm Hitler. Adolf Hitler. And if I had a gun with two bullets and I was in a room with Hitler, Bin Laden, and Toby, I would shoot Toby twice.
No. That's not.
Okay.
You were being really funny and then you went too far.
I would kill Bin Laden and then Toby.
No, that's still.
Okay, geniuses, how would you do it?
Curve the bullet like in my favorite James McAvoy film, Wanted.
All that does is help you shoot around things with this.
Curve the bullet like in the movie from the office. Wanted.
It's from The Office.
You ever seen that movie, Wanted?
Morgan Freeman and James McAvoy,
they're curving the bullets.
I ain't seen it.
Pretty good.
Ty Simpson, Dan Orlovsky has a relationship with him. He says that he turned down a $6.5 million offer
to
transfer to Miami. He was on David Pollack's podcast called I Used to Be Something. Here is what Ty Simpson had to say about turning down the money. He says, I actually talked to Coach Saban about this. The things he was talking about were, do you want to play football in college or do you want to play football professionally? And he was like, take money out of it. Take the rounds out of it. What do you want to do next year? And without a doubt, without hesitation, I said, I want to play professional football. And he was like, well, there's your answer. It was something I've always dreamed of. And I felt I was ready to take the next step and be the face of a franchise and lead a locker room.
Well, good for him.
Bully for you.
How about the money? How are you doing, little partner? How about the money that Miami is throwing around right now for their quarterbacks? I mean, I think they got Darian Mensah. Does that sound right? To come over from Duke. think they nabbed him, and there was a little bit
yes.
of a,
I think,
little
well,
bit of a tumultuous deal with making that
they
happen.
They threw a bunch of money at Carson Beck,
yeah,
and it paid off. They're playing for the national championship.
They did. And again, we're all pointing the finger at Miami for being fakers and posers and not a, you know, real top 10 legitimate program. And then here they are making the run all the way to the national championship game. So you kind of have to give them their due. And they fit the bill. They fit the profile for as we go into this NIL age and how much money you're bringing to the table will have a lot to say for how good you're going to be. So it's not surprising, and they are putting up some big-time bags for their quarterbacks right now.
Michigan had their spring game this weekend. Michigan fans a little bit concerned about what they saw from Bryce Underwood. He was 3 of 9 for 22 yards.
But he threw that behind-the-back pass.
That was in practice. Talking about practice.
I thought he was all good.
Yeah.
The best.
3 of 9 for 22 yards. Freshman running back, Savion Hitter. H-I-T-E-R.
Buckeyes were in on him.
You want to give him
an L.
When he plays the Buckeyes, yeah. You want to give him an L.
Give him an L.
Impressed with his physical running style, finishing with 44 yards on 10 carries. The spring game was a low-scoring affair in Ann Arbor, with the Maize defeating the Blue 7-6. Yuck!
They need to modify their scoring. Go to like a Stableford in golf. Bad things rack up points.
Yuck.
That's actually the opposite of a Stableford. A Stableford, good things rack up points.
What are you talking about?
You don't know. Don't worry about it.
What does Buckeye football and Firehouse Subs have in common? I'm going to tell you coming up next. They both steam their meat. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a disabled vehicle on the left berm on 270 West Outer Belt North, bound after Cemetery Road. And you have another disabled vehicle on the right berm on 270 North Outer Belt Westbound between Sawmill Road and 33. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now is how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Have you ever met a man who wins money betting on tennis? Enter Scotty Vegas. Join Scotty and Dave Biddle for On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Sunday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
Sometime.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll see mostly clear skies as we head through tonight, with temperatures cooling down into the 30s once again. Some areas of frost and a freeze are possible here through the overnight hours. And then for tomorrow, we'll see some more sunshine and some gusty winds out the south and west, and that's going to help to warm us up as we go through the day. We'll see high temperatures into the low 70s here for your Tuesday, and we're tracking more 70s in the forecast for Wednesday, but back to the 80s by Thursday and Friday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack, wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
All right, here's some inside baseball for you. So we've talked on the past about one of the employees over at Channel 10. We call him the serial crapper.
Yeah, 10 TV, the crapper caper.
He comes over here 6 times a day to crap. God forbid he craps on his side of the building. But
sometimes it's multiple times an hour.
I don't know what's going on with this guy. I don't know if he's got a poor diet or if he's got no sphincter muscle like Torg.
Too much fiber.
I don't know. I have no
idea.
Lay
off.
But he comes over here and he wrecks up our bathroom multiple times a day. So we're standing outside. They're doing the news now. They're doing 4 o'clocks and 4:30s.
Oh, it never ends,
all
man.
All sorts of news.
News all day.
This guy has a headset on.
Yeah, and a wireless mic
so
pack.
He's
dialed in.
He's clearly a producer, a director. I don't know. I've never actually talked to him. We just call him the serial crapper. So we're outside playing ping pong. He walks over with full headset and mic thing on and goes in and just goes on Mr. Toad's wild ride in our bathroom. Now, I know this from doing some stuff on TV. That stuff's on all the time. Right? They can pull you up in the control room.
All it takes is a fader or something. Well, something gets switched improperly. And I felt like we heard an example of this before out in the real world that we played on this show.
You feel like that you have?
I do.
Yeah? Should we play it again?
What was it?
Right here.
Well, yeah.
You ready?
I won't belabor all the details. I'm sure most of you remember Mr. Guest's presentation from last time, and I imagine he's going to hit some of the highlights here in a minute. But the thing is that these deadly infections, there's something we can do about it. And what we can do is call on governmental representatives that are higher up the chain of and ask for action at the federal level. I am aware of Mr. Brainard's concerns that he raised last time, and there would be instances where I actually agree that we should take action locally first, but there are not any KFO operations in Georgetown, so for us to just say it within the city limits would be... would be an empty gesture. And also these diseases don't know any boundaries. So a state by state approach would just mean that the
just producing the news.
Sorry about that. I never realized before listening to that this time that you can hear his giant long piss.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. When I first
what
heard
this, like,
that
steady, it's like a quiet,
when I first
a
heard it,
waterfowl.
I thought maybe he had some Princess Di coming out of Cracky. But I think
he had like a 90-second piss. And what is with all the farting after the job's done?
Clearly, he's got problems, man.
He's flushing, and then he's still open a news farting.
Dude. Job opening here at the TV station.
Just disgusting.
You should apply. All right, what do Buckeye football and Firehouse subs have in common? So I like the Firehouse subs, right? I like a good sub.
Who doesn't like a Firehouse?
So you go into the Firehouse, and you order your sandwich. And then they say, hey, would you like to round up for the firemen? You know, it's charity for the firemen. And their families and all that.
Yeah, Kroger would do this for the Mid-Ohio Food Bank.
Sure, Roundup.
Places have done this for various charities.
Ronald McDonald charities.
Yeah, absolutely.
Roundup. So if you went to the Shoe for the spring game on Saturday and you got yourself a concession, you know, they have a little question for you. Would you like to round up for NIL?
Oh, my God.
And that was a new thing this year. They're also asking you to round up, not for the firemen. No. But for the hard-working boys and girls, the NIL Fund.
And I saw this. I immediately posted it out to people that follow me, which generally are hardcore Buckeye fans. And I would say it was like a 2-3% positivity rate on that even being a thing.
Doesn't hurt to ask, Tim. I have no problem with that.
I think they need to stop this.
No, it's okay.
I think I'm just...
People don't have to.
It's a little insulting to the fans out there and to how hard of an economy we're in. Look at what gas prices are. Look at what... Just look at how tipping in general society has gone.
It's optional. You don't have to.
It is optional, but you're giving us the option to do it. It shouldn't even be there. Handle your own business. We are not... We as fans do our part. We buy tickets.
You bought tickets to the thing.
Ticket prices go up. You could do like some of these other programs out there. Just raise your ticket prices and don't tell us why. There are some that, I think it was Tennessee a year or two ago, actually put in there like that it's an NIL part of the raised ticket prices. I said, just raise the prices.
They probably have to tell you
why. And just say it's the cost of doing business.
They probably have to disclose it somehow, right?
You can't just,
I don't know.
It's a business.
It's not a business. It's like a public institution of higher learning.
Yeah, but you can't just set your ticket prices and say it's a supply and demand increase.
Timmy, I don't know how academia works.
You have tiered ticket prices for better football games that are on your schedule, right? Just do whatever you have to do to come up with those funds. You're gonna do fundraising events. You're going to sell experiences.
Speaking of experiences, how did the Hootie and the Blowfish thing or the Darius Rucker thing go?
Did you hear anything about it?
I didn't know.
I didn't hear anything about it.
They were doing a big benefit concert for NIL right after the spring game.
You don't want to hear anything about that.
It's a long by lamp post, trying to find a thought that escaped from mine.
We should have had him on today.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Where
he was
were
in
you
town.
That one?
Where are you?
You love Hootie.
Where's Ted? Like, he's the producer of the show. Like, why don't you book a guest once
Hootie
in a while?
You
what's
like
the matter
this?
With you?
He left Saturday night. What are you talking about?
If he was booked with us, he would have stayed.
Yeah.
Like Frank Caliendo comes on with Rothman and Ice. We can't get Darius Rucker to come on?
If we were to do like a little like private shindig, who do you think we could get? What's our wheelhouse? Is it someone like somewhere in between?
Is the company owned by anyone?
No, we do whatever. Let's just say
we do it.
Let's just say we got $20,000, and just our
who could we get for $20,000?
Well, I'd
like Walla.
Tell me all your thoughts on God, because I'm on my way to see her.
That's a good band.
Sister but Hazel. Urban would come.
Urban would be here.
Urban would come. Shelly Meyer would be there wetting herself.
And it doesn't always have to be about the money. It could be we have this money, but we would hope that you would just want to hang out with us because we're big fans and we could help you guys along with your tour.
Who wants to hang out with us? The band?
Dave Matthews?
I got central heat tank, and I'm all right.
Yeah, Dave Matthews is going to come hang out with us.
He would find out what a huge fan I am and the good word that I've spread about Dave. He would be honored to know those things.
No, he wouldn't.
Well,
Teddy, Motley Crue?
Yeah, or I know somebody we could get. Brett Michaels.
What about Iggy?
Yeah, we could get Brett Michaels. Yeah. We passed on him.
You seen Iggy, how he just kind of looks like a giant shirtless lizard out there. He like doesn't wear his shirt. He's like 100 like years old. He has this big giant belly that he
Teddy, are you pissed off that we passed on Brett Michaels?
No, I'm not pissed off at it. I mean, it was nice to have him come in here and just hear his stories of traveling around and being with Poison, Motley Crue,
here's the thing,
Cinderella.
I feel like... We'd have to ask him to play something, right? Like, I would love just to have Brett Michaels in and talk about, hey, remember the time he got herpes from the chick in Cedar Rapids? But he'd probably want to whip out the guitar and do a little a cappella version of Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
I don't know if he'd want to do that or not, but if he did, that'd be fine.
No, I wouldn't be fine.
He's
going
to be, he's doing the draft this weekend, actually, upcoming.
What do you mean he's doing the draft?
Brett Michaels is going to be at the draft?
Yeah, he's going to be at the draft. I think they have different performances going on. He's going to be one of the guys performing there.
At the draft or at the Shoney's next to the draft?
At the NFL draft. I don't know. It may be nearby.
Shoney's big in the Pittsburgh.
I don't know, man.
Pittsburgh area.
Tigers there, if they are. Tigers only goes for the Perkins chicks.
Shoney's used to have the lollipop holster. It had like a big cutout of the Shoney bear.
What was I just with? I used to go to the Shoney's.
I went to the Shoney's growing up in Northern Virginia.
No. Somebody just went recently and said it was trash. Was it bone?
It could always be bone.
Somebody went on vacation to a place where they had a Shoney's.
Yeah, that sounds like somewhere.
And
bone
he was excited
stopped.
To go because he too remembers the Shoney's, and it was trash.
I hope the Silver Diner is still banging somewhere.
I don't know the Silver Diner.
Didn't know the Silver Diner?
No.
That was a good one from childhood. It's just how it sounds. It's a diner that's very silver.
Ever go to the Mel's Diner? Ever have that?
Mel's?
They have that down in Florida. Mel's Diner. It's like a
Alice,
retro.
Yeah, she was there. And Flo.
Nope.
It's good times.
Nope. Down in Florida, it's like a retro 50s diner.
Kiss my grits.
It's one of those where you can like sit in an old Cadillac. Like in Pulp Fiction?
Kind of like that.
Is it a little like that?
A little like that.
Those are okay.
Used to have the Perkins there on Hilliard Rome. That's gone now.
Oh, that Perkins been gone for a while.
Yeah.
It's like a tire shop now.
Rat infested.
The building was there for 5 years after Perkins was gone.
That's hell of a segment, huh?
Good pies there, though.
Hey, Pootang. Pootytang. Jake Diebler gets himself some help from the portal. Details coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There is slow traffic on the east side of 70 headed eastbound between Livingston Avenue and 33. Also, beware of slow traffic on the north side of 71 headed northbound between 670 and 17th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Summit Racing Equipment. It's car care month and Summit Racing has what you need for bumper-to-bumper care. Revive the interior, exterior, under the hood, and more. Shop SummitRacing.com. Use promo code RADIO for $10 off in order of $100 or more. Exclusions apply. Offer ends May 3rd, 2026. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ken and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
We have a producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Mikey, I was looking over some NBA things from the weekend. You watch any of the ball? Catch up on the Cavs and their series against the Raptors?
You asking me?
Yeah.
No.
No, no catchy up on that?
I do know that Cavs and Raptors game two is tonight.
It's tonight
at
7
o'clock. That's the extent of my NBA knowledge.
They took care of business. They got the lead. They got the series lead, 1-0. Well, the Detroit Pistons, they're in the NBA playoffs as well. They lost their first game against the Orlando Magic. And I was seeing on social media, I was yesterday days old when I found out that this was a thing. Have you ever heard of a Boston Cooler?
Is it the same thing as a Cleveland Steamer?
No, it's not.
Teddy knows what
That's
I'm talking about,
disgusting.
Right?
Disgusting.
Boston Cooler? Yeah, I'm all about that.
No, Cleveland Steamer.
Don't know anything about that.
Boston cream pie?
Not really pie. It's cake.
Does Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, he loves the steamer.
Know anything about the Stanley?
Oh, my God. Stanley steamer?
Cleveland steamer. So, anyway.
Stanley steamer actually cleans things. Odell doesn't want that.
You ever have your carpet cleaned by the Stanley Steamer? Oh, man.
They're not a cult.
Treat you well.
Stanley Steamer is not a cult?
Well,
What's the matter with you?
I was working part-time for him 2 weeks later. Now, I don't know if that had to do with anything.
Most of the world
nice
is carpeted.
They wouldn't hire me.
That makes sense. Me, they wanted.
All right, what's a Boston cooler?
No, seriously. So a Boston cooler, and this one person from Detroit should have known better because he was like, why the heck do we call a Werner's ice cream float a Boston cooler? Should have always been called a Detroit cooler. Well, It is from Detroit. It's named after Boston Boulevard up there. It has no connection to Boston, Massachusetts. But how about that? I've always dabbled with different types of sodas for a good old fashioned ice cream float. I never once would have thought about a Werner's ginger ale to mix with vanilla ice cream, but I would definitely give that a shot. I'm sure it's quite refreshing. I would typically, if we're not going with a classic root beer for a float, I would go with an IBC cream soda. There's that. I would go with a Dr. Pepper, really good, a standard Coke. Then I would go with orange soda. You can't beat any of those five right there. Now knowing that ginger ale is an option.
Can I give you a little take?
What's your take? You hate them?
Floats suck.
No, I think that sucks.
No, I think you suck. I think floats suck. It's just a soggy ice cream. Give me the vanilla ice cream.
What are you talking about?
I don't need it in my drink. It's stupid.
You get like the core, like the middle part of the ice cream scoops that you put in there stay consistent. They stay creamy, but then the edges of that, they get chippy and crispy.
Teddy, you like it?
And then the rest of the cream that jives with the soda?
A float?
And then to drink that, smash that down?
Let me tell you about a float. When I was younger, like a kid, I enjoyed the float. As an adult, no. It's not my thing.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Ted. You suck.
I'm with Ted.
I don't.
It's a kid thing.
I don't like this.
Kid food.
I don't like this.
I'll take a milkshake. Just give me a milkshake.
Oh, milkshakes suck too. Don't even get me started on those.
The milkshakes do not suck.
No, milkshakes are great.
No,
yes.
They suck. Love you got your pace. You don't have any teeth.
For a while. Stop it with my teeth. My teeth are fine.
Your teeth are not fine. You've had two root canals already.
I've not had two root canals.
You're on your way. You had one and you need another one.
I just had one cavity filled. It's a normal thing. I'm 40 years old.
He's well hydrated,
too. Stuff's going to happen. Yeah. And have good hygiene. They like what they're seeing, baby.
You've got soft
teeth. It's maintenance.
Teeth.
What does that even mean? Soft teeth.
We were in Milan.
What,
right?
I have like wet tree trunks for teeth? What are you talking about?
We go to the big Duomo, the big church there in Milan.
Oh, the Duomo.
Right? We take a little tour of the Duomo. Leave it to the Italians, too. Every 50 years, they got to replace the stone, the marble, because they use a very soft marble, okay? So every 50 years, it's very porous.
Yeah, it takes in moisture.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And so you'd think you'd make that mistake once and then switch to a harder stone, but these stupid Italians, they just keep rebuilding the same crap with the same soft stone.
No, I respect it.
They got to replace it every 50 years. That's like your teeth.
Just the other day, you were praising German Village for having their rules with what you're allowed to install and what you're not allowed to install. That's the Duomo. What, you think you're just going to put some linoleum tile in there?
I didn't say put linoleum
tile. What's the matter with
you? Get a stronger granite or something.
Italian marble.
Get a stronger granite.
It's not supposed to be granite. It's fine Italian marble. It's got to be a little bit porous. That's the way it gone be.
Stupid.
And for you to besmirch floats.
Teddy doesn't like them either.
Floats for a while
suck.
That's the best way to have a treat at home.
Hope
to have floats. to have a little vanilla bean ice cream. Hope floats, because vanilla bean ice cream is versatile. You can do any kind of float, no matter what soda you go and pick up at the store. Then you can do apple pie. You can do birthday cake. You can do any kind of cake, any type of thing.
Are you trying to sell me on vanilla ice cream now? I'm aware of vanilla ice cream.
No, I don't think you should like it. I think you think it sucks. Yeah.
I like a parade float, too. That's good.
Parade float?
A Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade float?
Floats in the parade.
You ever do a float? Ever wave to the people on a float?
Yeah, when I was younger, I did that, yeah.
What for? What did you have to celebrate?
I was on the football team, and we were on the float for the parade because we were football players. Why not?
Wouldn't you know, I've never had anything to celebrate. Never in my life.
Throwing candy to the kids?
You never were on a parade float?
Does that surprise you?
What about in Utah?
Guess I wonder what my...
Whites wouldn't let you on.
What my life is all about. I've never gotten to do a float.
Well,
never
maybe
got to
you could,
march in a parade.
People can celebrate you getting moles lanced off your face and double root canals.
I never even got to like run through a parade while I was running from the police or the
St. Patrick's
Marshals.
Day parade.
What's the matter with you?
Were you in the marching band?
Never. No. They didn't want me because I wanted to go try out for basketball. They said, well, you can't do both.
You gotta specialize.
I gotta
If you're gonna be a flautist, damn it.
Right. My saxophone career ended that day.
You're not cool enough for the saxophone. Are you kidding me?
Good
Paul. Get out of your saxophone.
What do you think I played? What
I instrument? Said flautist. No, I said flute.
I didn't play the flute.
You're a drummer.
Incorrect.
You're a drummer. Come on.
You think I could have played the drums? Stop picking up all of those instruments.
What is those instruments? Oh, the woodwinds?
You know.
The woodwinds?
I was a trumpeter.
Yeah, trumpet. Mm-hmm. I played the trombone.
I was a
it's, you know, longer.
You played the trombone. Was it because of your reach?
You know.
Jack Reacher.
What are you doing?
He's doing when the dads go marching in.
Yeah.
What happened to my flute boys? I used to have a little flute boys thing in here.
What is a flute boy?
Flute boy should be in
there. It's not there. No.
What was it?
Canteen boy.
Flute boys. Remember like the Revolutionary War? We should get back to this.
Oh, just the fact that you had a flautist
who
would take the cannon to the face.
No. The young boys would be off to the side providing soundtrack. See, now what we have is we
don't need young boys doing that. This is war.
We have
grizzled men doing that.
Now, the grizzled men need to be fighting in the war.
We have a second set of grizzled men.
See, now what we have is everybody wearing their headphones, right? They're getting ready for the game. They got their Beats or their AirPods. But this was going on back then, too, except they had flute boys. I used to have music. It's gone.
Do you remember in the movie The Patriot where they show the scene of that guy just taking the cannonball right to the face?
Yeah.
You remember that part, Ted?
Yeah.
Jesus. How about that hatchet scene? Man, he took that hatchet and headed off into the creek.
Chopped
Mandaclear Creek.
It's all gone, right, Ted?
Just
flute boy's gone.
I can't find the flute boy.
I know. Somebody took it out.
It's a Zeta transition.
What was it?
It was called Flute Boys.
We have Adolf Hitler.
We have that. We
don't have Flute Boy.
No more Flute Boy. All right, Jake Diebler gets himself something from the portal. He gets himself a Flute Boy.
Oh, we're doing that now?
Yeah. I teased it.
We have 19 seconds left.
Oh, is this going to take a long time, this story?
So, well,
talk about Jimmy Jam?
I could talk all day about Buckeye basketball
champions.
And what we're doing. We're competing for a national championship.
Well, this will
Teddy,
help.
Do you like the move? Duquesne transfer?
I do.
Jimmy Williams. Jimmy is new in town.
Will you find me
Jimmy
some
doesn't
music?
Like misunderstandings.
Play it off the...
YouTube. Hey, buddy.
I know. I'm going to give you some music accompaniment.
I was talking.
Go ahead.
No, I'm done now.
No, you're not.
I had a story about a Buckeye basketball transfer. You don't want to hear the story about the Buckeye transfer.
I want to
hear it. So I'm shutting down now.
Stop it.
Jimmy Williams transfers in from Duquesne. He's from Solon, Ohio, up there in the northeast part of the state, Cleveland suburb. He was an all A-10 performer this past year, averaged over 15 points per game, 4.5 rebounds, 2.6 assists per game. 46% shooter from the field, would like to see that three-point number come up a little bit, but we have seen him shoot the three over 40%, and this is a hard-working guy. I'll give this guy his chance here to be a key depth piece for Ohio State because he started as a community college player, kicked up to South Florida where he was a 7.5 guy game, a depth piece there, and then one of the leading scorers on a Duquesne squad that won 19 games and finished in the middle of the road in the A-10 last year.
You know, Bjorky's always talking about...
I do like the cadence of this.
You know, the atmosphere at the shot and changing the lighting in the court.
Maybe this.
How about you have yourself a Revolutionary War band?
You got to pay those guys. How much you going to... Where are you going to find a Revolutionary War band? You're going to have to bring them in from Williamsburg or Yorktown or someplace like that. It's going to cost thousands. Instead of like the... instead of...
Gotta spend money to make money.
The Dublin Irish Dance Academy... You can bring in the...
It's not the same thing. I don't want that.
The Revolutionary Corps from Williamsburg, Virginia. Ooh, ooh. Oh, baby.
Instead of Red Panda.
You're not bumping Red Panda.
Think about Red Panda spinning those plates with the flautist next to her.
It's going to throw her off.
You know what? Is she focused or not?
Don't you dare question her professionalism.
Just saying. Apparently she can't deal with any pressure.
She's got a certain type of music that she's used to listening to while she performs. Can't just throw that on her.
Foodgasm is coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There are a couple of problem spots still ongoing this afternoon. You have an accident on East Main Street at Nelson Road. Also, beware of an accident that has the right lane blocked on 161 eastbound after Johnstown Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer.
The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by the Waterworks.
Daily on the Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan.
Hey, it's Anthony.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
These two dopes fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight!
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. I saw that Austin Hedges, catcher for the Guardians, he proposed to his girlfriend. Was this yesterday?
I believe that was after yesterday's game.
Yeah, so yeah. Scored the first run in the Guardians' 8-4 win over the Baltimore Orioles. Then saved his best score for the postgame when he proposed to his girlfriend, Lexi Dickinson, on the field with a few friends and teammates present. A Lexi, will you marry me message was displayed on the scoreboard at Progressive Field. Hedges said, really hoping to win that game. I was going to do it regardless, but I really wanted to win that game to make it extra special. He's 33, 12-year major league veteran catcher.
Yeah, he's from California, played for the Pods.
The whole day, said lots of nerves. I'm always nervous for baseball games. I mean, obviously that's a good team over there. We want to win the series, and I'm just trying to stay present, knowing there was some activities after, but special day to be able to soak it all in.
Did you ever contemplate doing anything out of the ordinary for the proposal?
I screwed up my proposal. I've told you this story before.
You're going to have to tell it again.
So when I first met my wife, you know, we fell pretty hard for each other pretty quickly.
Oh, baby.
I think when you know, you know. And so I knew I'm going to marry this girl. And she knew she was going to marry me. And there wasn't really a whole lot of drama to, are we going to get married? It's just at some point we are. It was just that sort of relationship.
I understand that. That's Sarah and I had that too, because yeah. We started dating in 2003 when I showed up at KU, or 04. We didn't have our wedding date till 2010. So think about that. That was six, 7 year period there.
So it was around Christmas time. It was the last Christmas that we didn't spend together. I went back to Chicago, was visiting my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, before I left, bought the ring. So I had the ring.
Yeah.
And a couple days after Christmas, we were going to have our little Christmas celebration together, and I was going to propose to her then. But I thought what would be a good idea to throw her off the scent, because I thought that she thought that it was coming soon, and I wanted to surprise her with the proposal. So my great idea was...
was to delay this sucker.
No.
Okay.
So I'm talking to her on the phone, like on Christmas Eve. She's with her family, I'm with my family. And I start spelling out this whole thing about how I'm in love with you, but I never really want to get married. I hope that's okay with you. You know, I just...
What?
Marriage is just not for me.
We should stay together.
We're going to stay together.
Were you living together?
I'm
you were
committed
living together
to
at
you.
This point, right?
No.
Okay.
No,
right.
We weren't. But I want to stay committed to you. I want to be with you. But just marriage is not for me. And I could hear in her voice that she was disappointed, right? And she's like, okay. All right, we could talk about it more.
Jesus.
Right? And so I'm like, no, marriage bad. Marriage is bad.
Everybody wants you to get married. Let's be different.
Right. And so I thought my plan had worked swimmingly until I get a message from her father.
Oh, my God.
A couple hours later saying, would you like to tell me why my daughter's been in her room weeping uncontrollably for the last couple hours?
Jesus.
No, but see, I have a plan.
That really was dumb.
Yes, it
you
was dumb. It was tremendously dumb.
Good Lord.
I ruined her Christmas. It ruined mine, because now I'm thinking about how I ruined her Christmas with this stupid plan.
Where did you come up with that grand idea? Was that just you?
I'm dumb. Of course it's just me. Oh, no one with half a brain cell would ever do anything like that except for me.
Why don't you talk to friends about big moves that you're going to make? Someone would have told you what an idiot you were about to be.
All my friends are idiots. I didn't trust them.
I had the... What are we doing here? We gonna foodgasm?
Yeah.
I mean it's foodgasm.
Man and Timmy present.
Why do we even do this?
Foodgasm. Sponsored by GoGermain.com. Shop 30 brands and over 4,000 vehicles only at GoGermain.com.
Look, it's important because it's sponsored and the Germains are my friends. Go to GoGermain.com. Tell them Common Man sent you. But at some point, we got to just stop.
Here's my big thing for you. I went out and it just reaffirmed some things that I already knew. Pizza Madness has come and gone, but it was a great 2026. And Pizza Madness is all year long. It's whatever you want it to be. It's a Friday night pizza time.
It's a state of mind.
It's a pizza state of mind, baby. And so I went to Enrico's on Friday night.
It's over by the Bonefish.
What do you think I said when I stepped out of the car and was walking in? I looked over at Jack.
There's a Bonefish, Jack.
It was me and Jack. We were together for most of the weekend because Sarah worked. And so I love it. Like you and Samantha, like he's now got the pizza bug. And he'll say, Dad, what pizza place do you want to go to this week? And I'm like, I've had a lot of these pizza places that he has not had. So he's like, what new pizza place can I try? I'm like, I think I'm going to take you to Enrico's. It's over by the Bonefish. And it's close to Black Dog Pizza Cafe, too, which we tried. And it's right across the way. And just lovely. Just the perfect little family Italian restaurant and pizza spot. People are coming in and getting their pickup orders. Same as there's 5 to 10 groups of us sitting down.
Did they have the Kinzers working there?
Yeah.
Were the old people there?
They
making
were there.
The salads?
Yep. It was fantastic.
And then it's just slave labor.
It was great. It was great. And then I had Tammy's in Old Town Grove City as we went over and hit up the card shop, Card Collector 2. Yesterday. So I had some Friday pizza, Sunday pizza, but I want you to go to my Twitter account at Timmy Hall Radio, and I retweeted a Google map that one of our fine listeners named Ben had put together. He did this last year, and he has made an entire Google map. I want you to bookmark that, save it. He's mapped out every single Pizza Madness participant.
That is awesome.
In all of Central Ohio.
Collect
it's beautiful.
Them all. Yeah. Try them all.
Yeah, it's really, really cool that he did that.
A big, beefy mang is coming to help Ryan Day. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's an ongoing accident on 104 southbound after Fox Road, and beware of an ongoing crash that has the right lane blocked on 161 eastbound after 62. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. During Lowe's Deck Days, pros get 15% off all in stock composite decking. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20 volt max 5 amp per hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt tool. Shop the brand's pros trust at Lowe's, valid through 422. While supplies last, selection varies by location. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Both the Cincinnati Reds and Cleveland Guardians going to play tonight, holding leads in their respective divisions. The Reds will be in St. Petersburg to take on the Tampa Bay Rays. The Guardians at home with the Houston Astros. NBA playoffs tonight. Cleveland Cavaliers at home with Toronto. Cavs took the opening game of that series. Other matchups have Atlanta at New York, Minnesota at Denver. NHL playoffs tonight. Philadelphia at Pittsburgh, Ottawa at Carolina. Meanwhile, Minnesota at Dallas and Anaheim opens their series against Edmonton. San Francisco 49ers and left tackle Trent Williams reached agreement today on a 2-year $50 million contract. Dallas Cowboys signed kicker Brandon Aubrey to a 4-year $28 million extension. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Anything more erotic than listening to this show is riding through Krispy Kreme's conveyor of goo. But only one of those things is legal. This is Man and Timmy.
I want to tell you about our friends at Tri-State Men's Health real quick. Because performance matters in intimate moments.
It does?
Yeah.
All right.
You got to be your best, man. Don't let that dreaded ED, erectile dysfunction, stand in the way. The truth is, most men, they don't have to live with it anymore. And you might be surprised by how the right treatment can improve your love life. So just check out our friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Go to tristatemenshealth.com or give them a quick call, 800-900-9654. They have two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio, so they're really easy to get to. They got treatments with success rates well over 90%. Some can have you last an hour or more. Dear God, they use advanced medical science, baby, to empower male performance with therapies that go far beyond pills. Go to tristatemenshealth.com. See about that first $99 initial visit, baby.
You know what I was thinking about this weekend?
What were you thinking about?
See, back in the day, back before the TikTok and the gram and all this crap.
We're going a ways back now. I feel like we've been living with that stuff for a while.
Where we just doom scroll, and I do it too, right? You just fall down a rabbit hole and just keep watching stuff that's fed to you. It's endless. There were certain websites that were just the best for wasting time. There are two of them that I would just spend hours on falling down rabbit holes we had the doom scrolling.
You'd go to the website.
Yeah, you go to the website. Yeah. One of them is imdb.com.
Yes.
Where you just start going, oh, this person made, oh, who's the key grip for this movie?
Kevin, we go like 6 degrees to Kevin Bacon.
I'm just
on
saying,
IMDb.
You could fall down there. You look at the movie rankings, the worst movies of all time.
I hadn't thought of that in a while, but why would anything that's happened out there affect me as a movie buff from wanting to go to IMDb? Maybe because I've noticed this recently. Like if you're watching something on Amazon, they have some really nice immersive like displays, I guess is what I'm trying to say, where if you hit the pause button, you can like scroll up and it's just got like the laundry list of every actor that's in the movie. And then you can click on their profiles and go from there. So other things, I guess, have those features now that have taken its place.
And the other one, I talked about this not too long ago.
Yeah.
Baseballreference.com.
Yep.
When I first found out about Baseball Reference and every player who ever played professional baseball, his stats are right here. I mean, I was obsessed with that. I was the kid that would look at the back of the baseball cards and look at the stats. But I didn't have baseball cards from the 40s. If I did, I'd have a lot more money.
Give me a guy. Just give me a guy. First guy that pops into your head. Let's learn about him.
Just random guy?
Just random baseball player. Just give me a baseball
player.
Ron
Karkovice. Former White Sox,
with
pot mark
face. K-A-R-K, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
Karkovice.
Ron Karkovice, catcher, bats right, throws right. 6'1", 210 pounds, born
That's
August
light.
8.
He was heavier than that.
August 8, 1963, in Union, New Jersey, drafted by the Chicago White Sox in the first round, 14th overall of the 1982 MLB June Amateur Draft from William R. Boone High School in Orlando, Florida.
See?
Look at that. I mean,
everything you need to know about Ron Karkovice.
Every single thing that we could possibly want to know about him. He was a lifetime 221 hitter. Could have been a little bit better than that.
He was a good defensive catcher, though.
335 RBIs. And an on-base percentage of .289.
What was the high water mark for RBI in a season for him? I'm going to say 61.
54. Care to guess the year?
94?
Yeah, 93.
93?
1993. Right. Yeah, 92 and 93. Those were his good years. Yeah, but just... You're right. Like, those websites, Pro Football Reference, Pro Hockey Reference, I would always infatuate myself by looking at where Wayne Gretzky was on the all-time points list in hockey, and then how he basically doubled up the next guy, which, for the longest time, Billy Joel, was Mark Messier, and I would think that Alex Ovechkin had gotten him,
no,
right?
No, I think, didn't Yager?
Or Yager?
Wasn't Yager up there?
Only one way to find out.
He played professional hockey until he was 79 years old.
Leaders in points for a career. Wayne Gretzky, 2,857 points. Yager, 1,921 points.
All right.
Almost 1,000 behind him. Then Mark Messier, 1,887. Alexander.
Ovi's got to be up there.
Ovi's all the way down at 10th.
Even being the all-time goals leader, he's a selfish bastard.
Yeah.
That's why.
And just the goals leader.
Doesn't pass the puck.
No. Sidney Crosby is 7th on the all-time list.
Okay.
Over 1,700.
Oh, a beefy Mang is coming to help Ryan Day. Do you have this?
Where's our guy? Yeah, there's the
story. And we're really prepared for this, huh, Teddy?
Well, I had Jimmy in front of me here.
I know, it's a different
and
Jimmy.
And it's another Jimmy, so we're bringing a lot of Jimmys in here. We got a 4-star prospect. He is joining the offensive line group for the 2027 class, Jimmy Kalis. He's not look, as far as Ohio State goes, I think people maybe misconstrued those comments from Ryan Day. You heard when he said, like, this is a place where if you're not a first or second round draft pick, maybe Ohio State is not the place for you. I think what he means by that is, by the time you are in here and you are developing, you want to be a starter for Ohio State. You come here to eventually play. I think he wants guys to have that kind of mentality, that kind of compete level. Every
Why
single
is that a controversial
that
statement?
Doing.
I think that's a very accurate statement.
I heard people trying to make some kind of thing about that.
What,
where
what's
that's going to shun
it?
People from wanting to join Ohio State because there's
what?
Only so many people that can be first and second round picks.
No,
but that's not at all what that means.
It's a desire.
It's a mentality.
It's a mentality
in
their mind. There's no one who Ohio State is recruiting that doesn't think they have an opportunity to play on Sundays.
In the NFL.
Right.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? All these guys, whether it's delusional or not, think they're going to play on Sundays.
So Kalis had, he was the number 31 offensive tackle in the class. So he's not the highest offensive lineman recruit that Ohio State has ever gone after. But he had clearly been starting to make some inroads as a recruit. And the services are starting to notice him a little bit more. When you've got Georgia, Texas, Clemson, Miami, and LSU in the mix, then you're a sought-after dude. You just have to see those names down there, and you know that everybody wanted this guy. So he helps out the offensive line mix. That was a spot on the football team that I was focusing on Saturday for the spring game, and noticing that they did not have Philip Daniels or Austin Saraveld. That gave some opportunity for some other guys. You had Carter Lowe, who's a you know, kid out of Toledo, Ohio, that you're hoping can amount to something. He had some not so good reps out there when Kenyatta Jackson was using that little outside move to get some leverage on him, get cut underneath. Little tap sack on Julian Sain a couple times. Was that series in the second quarter, I think it was, where it didn't look too good for him. Ian Moore was another guy that you're going to be looking for depth with this Ohio State offensive line. So just to get those reps, Gabe Van Sickle was a guy we talked a lot about at guard late last season where there were some issues with the offensive line. So you're just, with four starters coming back, I think it's really, really important for Arthur Smith and company to make sure that that's a part of the football team where you are not going to be disappointed about.
What did Ryan Day think of the spring game on Saturday? You will hear from the coach coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for that accident on East Main Street at Maplewood Avenue, and you have an accident on 104 southbound after Fox Road. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and family, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
No.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We're tracking mostly clear skies as we head through tonight with temperatures cooling back down into the 30s here for the overnight hours. As we go into tomorrow, we'll see some areas of frost in the morning, but sunshine as we go through the day and temperatures quickly warming up with southerly winds gusting up over 30 miles per hour, but highs back into the low 70s here for your Tuesday afternoon. We're tracking more 70s in the forecast here for Wednesday and then rising back to the lower 80s on Thursday and Friday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Oh, look. It's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay. Voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. You know, April's the perfect time to reset your home for the long run, and Universal Windows Direct makes that decision easy. Right now, when you buy two windows, you get two free,
ooh,
and there's no limit. The more you upgrade, the more you save. If you have 100 windows to replace, must be nice, you
50.
Only pay for 50. Plus, 24 months with no payments and no interest. That's two full years to enjoy the comfort before paying a dime. And this month, they're also offering a $500 bonus off your home improvement project. So you got the buy two, get two, right?
You got that.
No payments, interest for 2 years.
Another one.
Plus $500 off your project. Call for your free in-home estimate today, 614-502-5220, or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com.
did you get a chance to enjoy any of the golfy yesterday?
Not as much as I would have liked.
Those
beautiful course.
Do you like how we included you in the group chat for the golf? For the golf conversation this time around.
You've been showing
that you've done the work, that you're interested, and we believe you now to be one of us. So when there's a golf text that goes out, you will be included in that.
I actually had a little thing in the text. It went unnoticed where I called Matt Fitzpatrick Minka Fitzpatrick.
I liked it.
Yeah, well, you didn't compliment me.
I know. I should have put a little,
I said, Minka Fitzpatrick is taking too long here. He's laying down. He's trying to figure stuff out on the green.
But there were more messages beyond that. I think it's when you get into group chat mode, I think there's sort of like a subtle acknowledgement where things can go unsaid, but we seen it.
All right.
Yeah, we seen it. We liked it.
I should have commented on it. I apologize.
I thought everything was fair game. There was some stuff going on where some people, I guess, didn't like the too much of the USA chanting for just a regular PGA Tour event.
And I didn't like it.
This is not I don't really care for it either. This is not the first time that this has gone on, but these guys are, it's not the Ryder Cup. These guys are out there as individuals. Matt Fitzpatrick is a really good dude. And
spent a lot of time there.
He grew up vacationing there, and now he's a 2-time winner.
He's local, really.
I loved how when he sank the winning birdie, which to let Scotty catch you, this is Scotty Scheffler was 4 shots back. I just texted to the two of you how this was getting really boring. Like there's just hole after hole after hole, no action.
As soon as I did, boom, it was off to the races.
Scotty's on the charge. He's making birdies. There's the par 5 there where Fitzpatrick tried to lay back, took the easy way, and he picked up a shot. But when he gets to the playoff on the 72nd hole, you're thinking, oh, Scotty's getting another PGA Tour victory. And no, first hole, Fitzpatrick on the toughest golf hole, number 18, is one of the most beautiful holes on tour at Harbortown, sticks it to 12 feet or so, sinks the putt after Scheffler chips it to 6 feet, and then he puts the finger to the ear, like, huh, what was that? What were you guys saying? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I win. No problem with that at all. What a good win.
Sometimes, not all the time, sometimes American patriotism can be a little bit
obnoxious. Little much. Yeah.
We understand.
I don't understand why.
I'm patriotic too.
I think we all are. But the dude's just out there competing as an individual, and we got the guys down in South Carolina having to do the USA, USA.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Plus, a lot of these guys live here a lot of the time, too. So it's like, yeah, they kind of, maybe they weren't
dude's
born
spending
here,
a lot
they,
of his cash.
Yeah, exactly,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not the Ryder Cup.
Ryan Day, after the spring game on Saturday, was asked many questions. Here is one. He was evaluating Julian Sain as a runner.
Well, it's hard when he's not live, and we weren't not going to make him live today. But, you know, it's been an emphasis point, and you can see that, you know, he's aware of that and looking to do some of that. And we did have a bad ball for a turnover, and so that could ruin your whole day. All it takes is one play. So, you know, he knows how important that is, but it was good to see him move around out there and I don't know what would have happened on the first drive. That would have been a pretty big collision right there between he and Peyton, I think. But he was moving well, and he's moved well this spring. But certainly it's a lot different when you're live, and so that's going to be the challenge for him all summer to continue to work on pocket presence and then making plays with his legs.
I mentioned that when we were doing our breakdown in hour one. That was not going to be a touchdown. That was probably going to be Julian Sain going to the hospital. So that's one where you would have to slide or make sure that you're ducking out of bounds and you don't score on that play. You know, if you pick up the first down, unless the season was on the line, you don't throw your body in harm's way like that if you're already moving the sticks.
No,
you probably would have done that.
It's nice,
in real football.
To Ryan Day's point, to see the progression of the mindset.
Absolutely.
Right? Where you're not just saying, I'm standing here and I'm throwing it at all costs. Now it's front in your mind. If there's a play to be made with the legs, I'm going to try and make it.
It's like we said earlier, it's a state of mind. It's a mood to want to go out there and do that and to want to add another element to your arsenal. I think you could tell kind of in the start of that clip. And when you were watching on Big Ten Network, Ryan was not the happiest camper, I think. There was a lot of like, oh, we're going to have to, you know, watch the film on this. But watching Julian Sain, I think, go 8 for 15, and he had the tipped ball, which good on Will Smith Jr. To see Will Smith Jr. out there as the other starting defensive tackle next to Edrick Houston, I thought that was eye-opening. And then James Smith, the transfer from Alabama, worked in there too. He's going to be in the mix. Quay Arusaw for one of those other defensive end positions from Alabama is going to be in the mix as well with Bo Atkinson. We know Kenyatta Jackson has that that locked in. But to get a tipped ball there and to force an interception and for Bo to catch that, that was pretty big. So Sain with the interception on the ledger as well.
A lot of fans were excited to see Tavian St. Clair, and you know he's the backup quarterback this year, but they see starter in his future. Here's Ryan Day talking about the backup.
Being quarterback at Ohio State is not easy, as you know, and he's battling every day. I think you can see the talent for sure. Threw some really nice balls down the field. And then, obviously, missed some as well. And some of the drives, got stymied. But that's part of it. And he's got to learn from those things and can continue to grow. He's been showing up every day with a good attitude, and that's important. So I think we all can see the talent. That's why he was recruited here. And he's got to continue to grind, to learn how to run the offense at a high level, because he's going to be an important part of his team. You need to build depth at every position. And so we all know how important quarterback is.
He's emphatically the backup quarterback now. I mean, there was some talk about Justin Martin, who's had barely a game under his belt as a college quarterback. He had the nice run from our fourth string or would be fourth string quarterback near the end of the spring game. But you have to like the canvas with Tavian St. Clair. Right? I'm not going to feed into any of the social media noise out there about, oh, could there be a battle? That's ridiculous. That's preposterous. Leave it where it is. Exactly.
Starting quarterback?
Exactly.
No, it's stupid.
It's not even worth discussing, but he's the clear backup, and he's a big, strapping, prototypical quarterback.
But it's nice to know.
Yeah.
Because you're one play away from your season completely changing, that you have somebody in that backup spot that you're comfortable with. But no, under no situation, as long as Julian Sain is healthy, will Tavian St. Clair start a football game this year?
And do you think he takes some of those chances because he knows where he stands? If I'm Tavian St. Clair, I don't know if I'm getting... It's not even to say I'm looking for exposure. I want to go out there in front of people and do what I do.
Everybody wants to show what they can do in front of people.
I want to be a big-time college quarterback, and I don't know how much I'm going to play when the fall comes around. So I'm getting a big opportunity to sling it in a spring game. It doesn't matter that much at the end of the day because it is practice. I want to go out there, and I want to throw dots all over the yard. I appreciate that he took a couple of chances, but that first one that he hit, Chris Henry Jr. on the sideline, ooh, man, big time throw.
Well, let's hear about Chris Henry Jr. We didn't get him after the game because he's a true freshman. He's not going to talk. But Julian Sain was talking about Chris Henry Jr.'s development.
Yeah, he's done a really good job. He's a big, tall, fast receiver, can make great plays. And I think you saw a couple today. He had some great plays today. And I think he's done a good job of developing in the program. And I think he's got a bright future.
That's not the most descriptive cut in the world,
that's kind of how Julian Sain is stocking his answers right now. He's becoming pretty polished with the media game and how to not give too much. But, Brandon Innes was kind of quiet out there for the wide receiver too. Devin McEwen got that other starting spot for the Scarlet team, the transfer from UTSA. He could be really good, but the fact that you've got Chris Henry Jr. that was on that next team and Brock Boyd making noise, and Kyle Parker transferring in from LSU. You got a lot to work with the wide receiver room, as always.
All right, one more. Julian Sain, this is what he needs to improve on this summer.
I think I think I can improve on a lot. I think, pocket presence and kind of that still working that ability to escape and, just extending plays and, giving us more chances on offense. And then, I think still working on that leadership role too. I think I can grow there as well. I think with the leadership, there's no such thing as a vocal leader, so you really have to take control of those guys, and it starts with the connection. You have to be a great teammate, and you have to get to know these guys, and so I think it's been fun this spring to get to know those guys.
Let me cut through gobbledygook here. All right, Julian Sain and his development this year is going to hinge on one thing to me. Julian Sain's ability to be his best when the guys around him are not at their best.
Mm-hmm.
That was the issue last year. When everything was working last year, it was fine. Yeah. Right? Got great protection. Everybody's doing their job. He's fine. He's good. When things started to break down with pressure, and it's not just on him. A lot of quarterbacks have this problem, right?
It's harder to do.
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard
it's supposed to be hard.
Read defenses and complex schemes when you got big 300-pound men trying to kill you.
That's what tells you you're going to be an everyday starter in the National Football League.
And
if
so
you
now,
can do those things.
And anybody, not anybody, but a lot of guys with the skill that this team has can sit in a clean pocket and they can have success.
Yes.
Now, can Julian Sain have success when things around him are breaking down?
He's got to prove that.
Exactly.
We're
going
to have six tough football games and the 12 regular season ones coming up here. So he'll likely have his opportunity to prove that to us.
Big news for the Bengals this weekend. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's an accident where traffic is being directed around the accident area on East Cook Road between Indianola Avenue and 71. Also beware of an accident on Brittnell Avenue at Woodward Avenue. Police on the scene. Watch out for delays. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at Sunsetter.com. That's Sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Dan and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy just handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvis get you started. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's Hot Take Tuesday. I just saw Tyvis and his lovely wife out there. They made a stop in the radio station this afternoon.
The lovely Laurencia Powell.
That's right.
This is public. They've got another baby on the way.
It's very public.
Yeah, it's public.
Yeah, but I always feel... Even though I know 100% that she's pregnant.
You can't go up and make a comment.
Because I've talked about it with Tyvis. He's taken paternity. He's doing all of that. I still cannot find myself to go up to a pregnant woman and ask how things are going from that standpoint. Unless I see a baby's head popping out of a vagine.
Which you're not ever going to see.
I will not make a comment. She could even be holding her stomach. Be like, well, you know what I'm going through. I was like, spicy lunch.
Do tell.
Huh? I'm not assuming anything.
Nor should you.
You know, I've...
Lesson learned.
At home? Yes, you do. Have two babies.
You have two lovely girls.
At home.
Now there's going to be three.
Bishop and Friends, Tuesdays with Tiberi at 10:30. Rothman and Ice from noon to 3. They'll have someone named Ben Baby on.
Covers the Bengals.
If you say so, from ESPN Cincinnati. They will also talk to Tyvis Powell about his pregnancy at 1:30. And tomorrow on this show, just a huge, girthy Tuesday show. All our normal crap, plus Jason Stark, who normally joins us now on Mondays, but he's busy giving birth to his own baby today.
Could I dedicate the show real quick?
Okay.
Yeah, so we didn't hit on this yet, but this one... There's a guy that would have to shoot right to the top of the charts when we were having our discussion about worst TV characters. It's subtle, but it's bad, man. And I don't even know if we got the exact age on what the character was, but Jeff from Saved by the Bell.
Well, he stole Kelly away from Zach.
Patrick Muldoon, very sadly, has passed away from a heart attack at 57. He was in Melrose Place.
He was dead,
in Starship Troopers, which was a popular little sci-fi flick.
I'm glad he's dead.
Oh, you stop that.
Yeah, that's what you get.
That's callous.
You steal Harry Callous. You steal Kelly Kapowski away from Zach Morris. That's what you get.
It's just gross, man. It's just gross. Jeff, the manager from the Max, who knew that there was this beautiful,
it's inappropriate,
young love
on so
going
many different
on.
Levels.
And
first of all,
he knew it too.
He is,
you could tell by his actions
the superior.
In the show that he knew it.
He's her boss at the max.
Don't cry. She's 17 years old.
So you got
you
that
sicko.
You got that problem. He's clearly in college. Okay, or even older than that.
He could be a grad
that.
Student. He could be 23, 24-ish.
And then after the whole thing where she breaks Zach's heart and Zach can go out of his way and just be a petty bastard, he gets through it, gives his blessing, actually says to Jeff, you got a great girl here, take care of her. And Jeff says, I will. And then what is it, like the next week or the week after that?
He's Jeff in the attic.
Is at the nightclub,
oh,
the attic,
God.
Two-timing
oh.
with some other chick.
Some blonde bimbo at the attic.
And that's what you get. You drop dead.
It's disgusting.
Obviously, I'm glad he's not dead. But the character,
No.
I'm not glad he's dead, is what I'm trying to say.
You're sad that Patrick Muldoon
yes, I'm
has
sure
died.
He's a very nice man.
Jeff, the
his
manager
character,
of Max,
I don't like at all.
One of the biggest bloodsuckers in TV history.
Can't stand him.
Man, Zach really played that. That was probably the classiest that Zach has ever been in the history
well,
of the show.
He
did lousy things pretty much every episode.
He had
episode.
Petty moments as he was dealing with it.
Oh, he certainly did.
He didn't deal with it well.
And then when he was bringing in other girls, he wasn't doing them any favors because he was clearly using them.
That's correct.
Using yeah. them just to get back at Kelly. And he knew that Kelly was, you know, a waitress at the Max, so he would make sure to bring the girls that he was courting to the Max.
I just
and then
to
they
point
would
out.
He would play their song, which was always like the same synthesized tune from 1986.
Kelly Kapowski, when you look back on, a lot of people want to talk about, oh, Zach Morris not a good guy. Yeah, you're right. But
no,
Kelly
he,
Kapowski
he
kind of a sleut, because if you remember Saved by the Bell, the college years, who did she go with? Professor Lasky.
Oh, my God.
Remember, Zach wanted to be with Kelly, but she instead was with the college professor.
What was with her with, like,
yeah.
the adult male role model
we got
types?
The, we got Jeff at the Max. We
the
got
boss.
The college professor.
Also kind of a pseudo boss. Jeez.
She's in his class, and she's doing them?
What was Lasky thinking?
He's thinking this chick's hot.
Mike Golick, or Bob Golick.
Bob.
He was on the straight and narrow. He was good. Good RA.
Oh, he was just doing
good
Screech.
RA.
The two of them.
Why do you make Bob with Screech?
Why not?
Bob wasn't with Screech. He was just a good dude.
What did I tease? Oh, we got some big Bengals news this weekend. Dexter Lawrence,
sexy Dexy.
Trade for Dexter Lawrence for first round pick. You extend him. You give him 28 mil, so you got him under contract for a while. I like this pick. I know there are some of you out there that think that the process is the entire thing and you covet draft picks and you can never, ever part with them. Draft picks are currency. You are not going to draft somebody. What was it, the number 10 pick?
Yeah.
With the number 10 pick in the draft.
That's that good right now.
That is
yeah.
Dexter Lawrence.
You're right.
You're not going to draft a guy like that. And regardless of how last year went, and we can all acknowledge it did not go well on several different levels, especially
right.
for that defense,
right.
you are still, with the talent that you have on offense, in theory, in your winning window. All right? So who's going to help you more win this season? The number 10 overall pick, whoever the hell that happened to be, or one of the best defensive linemen in the NFL?
So you said they re-signed him, or they brought him in, they extended him, so he's under contract for 26, 27, and 28 now.
Correct.
And you gave him a bunch of money, but that's what a guy like that would garner on the open market.
And that's what he wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to make him happy.
The one thing, like you said, it's not, I'm confident that if he sets his mind to it, the on-field Dexter Lawrence is going to be there. But you were starting to hear rumblings of it with coaches and people in New York about the motor and the want to and the desire. And that's the one thing that you're taking a gamble on. But you're absolutely right. If you can get a quality player like that for just the 10th overall pick, and you are beefing up a position group now that badly needed
that
help.
Desperately.
You
needs
bring
help.
In one of my former guys from DC, Big John Allen, who had a great career in Washington and then got hurt, had a nice season in Minnesota last year. And he's more of a veteran. Like he is a, I think you get a guy like Jonathan Allen in that locker room, and he's a guy that's going to look at everybody and he's going to command and demand respect. So hopefully that'll help with that. You bring in the defensive end from Seattle, so you make moves. You added some depth pieces on defense as well around all these guys. If you just get that side of the ball to be top 15 in the NFL and Joe Burrow doesn't go out for a season-ending injury in game three next year, like, you should be doing some things.
Kidnap your head coach and replace him with someone else.
Zach,
you do all that.
The downside is that this is fixing for Zach Taylor to just keep his job forever, because if it doesn't work with this, I'd rather have it work with Zach Taylor at the helm than sell another year up the river at the expense of Bengals fans, because you can't keep doing this while Joe Burrow is in his prime. You're making these moves. You locked up T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. You have got to strike now, and hopefully you can go and win at least 12 games in the regular season and not even leave this thing to chance for making the postseason.
All right, here's some tidbitty stories for you. Crew lose again over the weekend. It's going to be super yucky this summer. We knew it, but
they
now
lost their guy for the year now.
I understand,
sucks.
But it doesn't matter. They were going to suck even without that. Mets have a $350 million payroll, but they have lost 11 in a row.
My God.
Yuck.
I saw Frankie Lindor yesterday just sort of not knowing what to say is the best way I can put that. Even from reading his quotes, it was kind of just like he was stammering and baffled
by
it.
Well, you want to talk
about
a long summer, man.
Ways, too.
I mean, look, these guys are filthy rich, but they're still competitors, and they still have to go out every single day.
Huge letdown last year.
And deal with this crap, and it's going to be a long summer in Queens with the heckling and all that crap if they play like this.
At what point does it get so bad where the booing turns back into cheering? Sarcastic.
Not there yet.
10 more losses. And then we start to cheer. 21 straight. What's the record for consecutive losses if this team pulls that off?
What is the record for consecutive losses in Major League Baseball? Will you look that up, please?
Let's see.
I'm going to say it's 19, 20?
I'm trying to find, well, the Cleveland Spiders register, but something more modern. So anything post 1900, unless I'm getting AI'd here, would be the 61 Phillies and the 61 Phillies at 23 straight losses.
23.
And the 2024 White Sox were at 21.
That's right. How did I forget that? I was celebrating.
Damn.
That.
And the 1988 Orioles had 21 straight losses too.
But over the course of 162 games, nobody's lost more games than Chicago White Sox 2024.
Did the Rockies not top you last
Rockies
year?
No, Rockies didn't. They were on pace to do it. Okay. And then they actually played a little bit competitive baseball.
Well, that's boring.
Last 6 weeks of the season. I know.
That's boring.
But I'm glad. I want to hold on to that record.
You got a t-shirt?
I do. I got a White Sox t-shirt with a fan that's got a bag over his head.
Do you switch up between the playground for CSers?
I don't have that one anymore.
Why?
I wish I did. It's 30 years old.
It's the best kinds.
Why don't you find me that? That's a good gift.
Will be a good gift. Playground for
CSers. It had a picture of Wrigley Field on it,
mm-hmm.
And it said Playground for the CSers.
Nice little Lee Elia shout out.
Absolutely. All right, back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 24-minute commute on the east side of 70 headed westbound from 79 to 71. And if you're on the north side of 71 headed southbound from Pilar's Parkway to 70, you're looking at a 15-minute commute. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor with John Deere Construction Equipment rattles from Murphy Tractor. Nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart grade, Topcom, Trimble, or attachments? Their replacement fleet is always ready work. Learn more at MurphyTractor.com. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
How many different ways can you consume morning juice?
Let's see.
Live on YouTube, live on the Fans HD3 podcast on demand, and on 10 TV+.
And we'll send Bobby right to your house.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
The Fan.
What can... The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open. The way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Guest Hotline is sponsored by Accurate Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Two big hours of Ohio State conversation. Are they going to talk about the spring game? Of course they are. Are they going to talk about the Buckeye basketball guy in the transfer portal whose name I've forgotten? Of course they are.
Jimmy.
Are they going to talk about Scottie Pippen saying that he wants his son to come here to win a national championship? Of course they are. That's all coming up at 6 o'clock.
What happened to you in mid-show Pongy today? What do you think was the difference? You try to like put two and two together.
I was not good today. I got swept out 4-0. Well, if you remember, before Frank Caliendo, your new boyfriend, walked in
I
here.
I was getting my ass
this
kicked.
Afternoon. I killed you. It was 21-6. I was dominating the dojo, Jerry.
In front of him.
Yeah.
He probably would have played Pongy with you.
I'm sure he would have, but I walked away and didn't talk. I don't need any more friends. All right, I got enough.
But Frank, I mean...
Friends is obligation. Frank Caliendo can be your friend. I don't need him to be my friend.
You missed it because when we were playing, like, I was doing Jack Nicklaus and he was doing Al Pacino.
Oh, yeah.
Then he was like, I'm going to spike that. Ha! It was just dueling. I did because some people had asked me already, did you pry? Now, look, he was here. It was sort of green room for Frank Caliendo. I could tell just in the first few minutes that he didn't want to be like the circus clown.
Why would he?
He's going to do his shtick when he jumps on Rothman.
That's his
Knight.
Persona. He doesn't want to do imitations for you.
The only thing, because we were being pretty much quiet the whole time, and I thought I needed a line here or there. The one thing that I said was, so, you know, I guess with the NFL draft coming up gets you a lot of voices around that. And he just said, he didn't say a damn word.
He just sidestepped it?
I kind of imagine him saying, drop the effing ball or hit the ball,
he
bozo.
Was interested in just playing Pong.
I was just trying to make conversation. And he's doing a couple of shows.
This is a man who travels with his own ping pong paddle.
And he wanted to show it to me. After he was done with the 30-minute hit on Rothman and Ice, somebody walked down to my desk and said, you got to come back here. Frank wants to show you something. He knows you love Pong. He really wants to show you the paddle. You just got to come up here. And so I came back up there, and he brought his gym bag in. And then inside the gym bag, inside all his clothes that were stuffed in there, he had this Butterfly brand Solo encased ping pong paddle. One ping pong paddle in this Solo case. And he had like plastic protectors.
Of course.
Like sheen protectors on each side of the padding.
Now, I didn't stick around while you guys were playing, but how did you do against him?
I didn't do well against that paddle. Because he was putting
well, that's the thing, is that he's spin-a-rooney type of guy.
Oh, spin-a-rama.
And when you're not used to playing the spin guys like that, the spin doctors.
You and I are not spin doctors, two princes. Like, we just with the classical Franklin.
We could put a little bit
Franklin
of spin
paddles.
On it, but quite frankly, we're hitting with speed. That's our game.
It's a different type of game.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like to hit quick shots. And he did say that he was impressed by some of what he saw with our technique. So for a guy that clearly has been playing ping pong a long time and is just a lover of the game, as are we, I think
so
that
you're gonna get
I think
together
that connects
with him after the show
us.
And
No, I didn't
have a drink or something.
It's just we're just gonna. That's it. That's with the stars now. Okay.
I don't believe that. I think you guys are gonna start texting each other.
What happened?
All of a sudden, he's gonna be on the golf chat.
Look, what happened there was a beautiful moment. It's like you kind of don't know how this works, but when you play golf with people and you don't know them, but you team up for the 18-hole round and you really hit it off and you have a lot of common interests, when you're done, you just say, I'll see you later, my friend.
I don't believe that.
And you,
I think
and you
that
never
you
see that, and you never
and
see that person ever again.
Are going to start texting each other, and eventually he's going to be your new home for smut. You're going to start sending him the smut that you send me.
Caliendo,
he looks like he enjoys some smut.
He's not a smut lover.
Oh, my God. He looks like he's filthy.
He's a good, clean boy.
You think so? No, I think he's filthy.
I'm seeing a lot of Sydney Sweeney smut this week.
What is she doing?
Oh, baby.
What's she doing?
There's all this controversy over some of the scenes she's in Euphoria.
I ain't hurt it.
Oh, my God. It's like...
What's the controversy?
She's getting thrown in the wood chipper again. There's one where she's like a dog with she's leashed like a dog. There's one where she's like dressed up like a baby, which is kind of sick.
I've never seen this show.
It's just a smutty, filthy show on HBO. It's on HBO.
No, I know that.
I read today that there's a fully nude Sydney Sweeney scene in like the upcoming episode. I don't know what the plot is. It's just a bunch of young 20 somethings out there.
You like it?
I have never seen it, no, but I should be watching it.
Teddy watches the show. You like it? You like what you're seeing?
No, I watched Rooster. That's a show on HBO.
What's a Rooster?
Steve Carell, right?
Steve Carell, yes. It's pretty entertaining. I'm enjoying it. Yeah. It's more of a, you know, adult.
Alice in Chains.
That's right.
Yeah, they come to snuff the rooster.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna die.
By Jerry Cantrell's father.
It is about his dad, right?
He was I think, Nam war veteran.
Yep. And that was sort of his, maybe he saw, like, I think his dad didn't talk about that really hardly at all. And he found out who he was, what his nickname was in a roundabout type of way, wrote that song about him. It's a great song. One of the albums of my childhood was that MTV Unplugged CD, Alice in Chains.
No, that was a great one.
Fantastic. Everyone talks about the Nirvana one, and I get it. I think the Alice in Chains one
Nirvana
was better.
Unplugged was great. Alice in Chains Unplugged was great.
Stone Temple Pilots.
Stone Temple Fantastic. Pilots. Actually, you know, different genre, more softy, rocky. 10,000 Maniacs had a great Unplugged.
Because they had Natalie Merchant.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Oasis had an Unplugged. Very memorable because Liam refused to perform. He sat in the stands and heckled the band while Noel sang all the songs.
Oh, my God. Well, hey, you want a little sweet serenade because you're such a lover of these guys. Just go and you probably listened to it before, but re-listen to the straight-up acoustic. There's no, it's nothing. It's just acoustic guitar, Interstate Love Song. It's fantastic. And the riffs that they're playing on the guitar, very good.
This is the portion of the show where I just stare at you.
Go ahead. The show's
over. No, it's not!
Backpage. Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
There's always a time in the show where I just stare right at you and don't make a sound.
I just let my eyes glass over when you do. Hey, Teddy, one more time. Do you feel the need?
The need
for speed? Yeah, baby.
Tell me.
May 13th, two films. One big screen. Tom Cruise himself. I gotta tell you guys. Maverick and Top Gun back to theaters May 13th. Re-releasing them. 40th anniversary. They're both coming back out to the silver screen May 13th.
But you've seen them.
And I'll see them again.
You're gonna go see them again?
Teddy and I are going.
No, Teddy's not going.
We're gonna get some popcorn.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna take some popcorn back.
Don't forget to wear your wig. Put some meat snacks underneath
it. No, I'm just going to put my bucket
to the
in there.
All right, Buckeye Show's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for an accident blocking the right berm of the 70 westbound ramp to 270 west out of Belt northbound.
This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and family, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're just not roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.